cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the rock. All hail the rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. On this planet we call Earth, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission once again from the studios here being housed at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land, with the time now standing at 2 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here, the same time in London, and 2 minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of your time zone across the face of this planet. We welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, those that do not sleep, those that go to work, come back from work, and continue listening to Radio Biafra. For some of them, after listening to Radio Biafra, they rise up and they go to work again. It is because of them that we do what we do. It is because of them that Biafra must come. Their sacrifice, their dedication, their application to the liberation of their country is the engine that drives us forward. Because of them, we cannot fail. Because of their sacrifice, we cannot prevaricate. When we combine that with those that died, when we combine it with the children that we are starved to death, those we are going to remember and honor on the 30th of May of this very year. When we remember all those heroes that fought for us, when we remember the old men and women who still yearn for Biafra, we continue what we are doing. Our resolve is doubled. Our determination reinforced. Everything is dedicated to the absolute and unadulterated restoration of the full sovereignty of Biafra. That is why we are here. That is why Radio Biafra, unlike any other, is unapologetic about our gospel, the gospel that we preach to restore this holy land, Biafra, to its former glory. That is why we offer every praise, adoration. That is why all that we have become and all that we are yet to become, we offer every praise to Chukwu Abiam and no other. We welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiam and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are, I welcome you personally. I welcome you especially because there is nothing else left for us to do. There is nothing we are going to do with this life apart from seeking the restoration of our country, our independence, our freedom, our extrication from the clutches of darkness, iniquity and evil. That is why we are here. We are here to set Biafra free from the bondage instituted by Frederick Lugard, by the British conspiracy to enslave the children of God and hand us over to Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Islamist tendency. We are here to resist it. We are not created Muslims. We are the children of God. There is no other place on this planet where you find people answering literally the children of God, except in this very land. This very place is holy. That is why we preach from it. This very land upon which we are born, and most of us, our umbilical cord buried, that this is the dwelling place of Chukwu Abiam on earth. That is where we come from. This is the place we must defend. This is the place we must die in if need be. We are not retreating. We cannot surrender. Everything we do, the breath we take, the food we eat, every of our life is inundated. It is all subsumed in the pursuit of our holy grail, which is the Republic of Biafra. Nothing will deter us.
We are incorruptible. Sometimes when I say it, most mortals don't understand that to us, Biafra represents life itself. In fact, Biafra is more than life itself. Only Chukwa Biama supersedes Biafra. After God himself in heaven, the next thing is Biafra. The next thing is Biafra. That is where Biafra must come. That is why anybody stupid enough, any obstacle daft enough to stand in our path will be destroyed. If you are foolish enough to try to stop this match, every hell that is imaginable in the hearts of men will be unleashed upon you. We have come in peace, but we have prepared for war. We must remember and honor those that died. I am here in Enugu. I met our brother today, Victor Ugu, from Holland. I met him here at the petrol station. He was amazed, and so was I, to meet a fellow Biafran all the way from Holland here in Enugu. We took some pictures, which Joma kindly posted on Facebook. I thank him because he literally emptied his pocket when he saw me. He's a fine man. He is a very good man. We need people like that, more of them, those that understand what Biafra means. Today he was perplexed, he was astonished that I was wearing our vest, our t-shirt here in Enugu, in the open. Because we are without fear before our enemies. We are not afraid of anybody. We do what we are supposed to do when we are supposed to do it. Frederick Luger did not seek anybody's permission before he created this very monstrosity from the depths of hell called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. I despise the word Nigeria and anybody that professes it. If you believe in Nigeria, you are my mortal enemy. I despise the name. I despise the country. I despise people who come from it. If you are a Nigerian, I see you as the next to devil himself. We are here in our country. We are born free people. Chukwu Abiyama gave us this place when we were directly descended from him. We came from God direct, not from any other source or any other being. We are the children of God. That's the meaning of it. There is no way a white man can come from Scotland and tell the children of God what to do. It is impossible. It is impossible. If they try to stop us, we'll die here with them. We promise them that. We'll show them that all men bleed. All men born of women, that we all bleed. We are in our land. We are not grabbing anybody's land. We are not asking for what doesn't belong to us. We are simply saying, leave us the hell alone. Leave us alone. If you want oil, you can come and take oil. We're not doing anything with it. Anything you want, we can give to you. But one thing we cannot trade is our freedom. That has been traded by Ohanaeze and all the idiots shouting Biafra left, right, and center, who can't do anything. Idiots that gave us kidnapping instead of going to fight our enemies. We are here to fight them, and we must win. This is Radio Biafra. Please go to www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to biafrarestoration.com, you will get us. If you go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, you will get us. We thank those who are installing the satellite in their tens of hundreds. What you're doing is the right thing. To be on satellite is the best way forward, because that nobody can jam. Our transmitter is coming, and very soon you will hear us broadcast on radio, on transistor radio. Everything we tell you we are going to do, we do it. Our preparation also is advanced in recognition of what is before us on the 30th of May. We do not relent. We don't stop. Anybody that understands the way we operate will know that we do not stop. We continue. There is no stopping for us. We continue until we get to the destination. That destination is Biafra. We cannot relax. We cannot afford to look back to praise ourselves. No, we don't have time for that. What we are looking for is to go and get Biafra. When Biafra comes, perhaps you can sit down and reflect. But that is the most critical and urgent thing in our lives, that we must restore dignity. We must bring back hope. We must bring back the light where there is darkness. We must look to the poor, the impoverished, and the helpless, those who cannot defend themselves.
we swore an oath. That oath is to remain without fear before our enemies. Our oath is to speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. Our oath is to defend the helpless and the poor. Our oath is to do no wrong before God and Chukwu Abiam himself. That is why we are here. And for that reason, and that reason alone, Biafra is going to come in our time. We have a fixed timetable. 31st of December 2015. If Biafra does not come, we will destroy this place and every living thing in it. Everything here will be dead. We assure them of that. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. When our lines open, which we hope it will in a very short while, please, you know the number to call. The number to call, please. Where is it? We shall give you the number later. I can't find what it is. I cannot find it. I do. I have it here. Don't worry about that. I do have it here. I'm getting a bit old, so retaining numbers in my brain sometimes can be a bit difficult. The number to call when our lines dot open remains +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. This is Radio Biafra. Here assembled are those you have asked to come and do this very work with me. They are here in the studios of Radio Biafra at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. They will welcome you. And in turn, when you call Radio Biafra, you must also acknowledge the work that they are doing. If you have not been beaten by this sun before, you need to come back here. When I was young and I was here, the intensity of this sun was not this heavy on me. I'm sure even my people are struggling to recognize me because of what the sun has done to me. But we must continue, because we have a glorious work to do, and we must do it. If you have not prepared for the 30th of May, if you have not told your friends and your family, if you have not changed the picture, your profile or timeline picture on Facebook to reflect what we are doing, then I wonder who you are. Maybe you are fake. If you're not fake, 30 May 2014, we remember them, should make the backdrop of every social media platform that you're on. I have done mine, and you should do yours as well. If you are abroad, you are even safe. I am here in our capital broadcasting this very gospel as I have been mandated to by Chukwu Abiam and not man. There is nothing to be afraid of. Nigeria should be afraid of us. And by the time we finish with them, you will say we told you so. This is Radio Biafra. You will pick up the microphone, please, one after the other. You will tell us your name and where you come from. I have said it before, my name is Kano, from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. That's where I come from. Ibeku is in Biafra land. I'm not from Omuahia. Omuahia is another white man's creation. There is no place called Omuahia. You have Ohunhu, you have Obakala, you have Olokoro, you have Ibeku, and of course Omuopara. They make up Omuahia. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Great people of Biafra, my name is Chioma Morales. I am from Omalara Onitsha in Iznihite Mbise. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Vivian Oge, privileged to be live here in the studio. Please stay with us.
Thank you.
Good evening, Biafrans. My name is Ikechukwu Enyago and I'm from Umulumbe in Ojebogin of Enugu State. Please do stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters and our friends. This is your brother Okechukwu Mweze from Owonkano East Enugu in Biafra land. Welcome to our today's program and stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans, brothers and sisters, our friends and our well-wishers. We welcome you to our today's broadcast that is coming live to you from our studios here in Enugu, the capital of Biafra land. We want to encourage you to invite your friends, your family members, as you bring your pen, you bring your exercise books, as we are set to educate you tonight. At the same time, we want to thank Chukwu Abiam, the one that it has pleased to gather us again tonight. And we ask that his love, his mercy will see us through. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I'm a Mamoloku, down in the middle of Biafra land. I welcome you all today, being Sunday 25th, for our broadcast today. You say happy listening.
Thank you very, very much. I believe that Osi and Chukwuka Bosa, they have had it very rough today. They've been at the site since morning. The site is the place we are building our memorial. I hope that very shortly they'll be able to find the strength to come and join us. They have seen how hard it is. The memorial that most of you are supporting, that some of you are building, not all of us are building a memorial, not everybody. When the memorial is finished, which we hope it will be in the next few days, we shall say that some Biafrans built this, not every Biafran. We cannot say Biafrans built it. We say some Biafrans built it. There is only one way to participate. There is gold, there is silver, there is bronze. Nobody's talking about gold anymore or silver. They've all gone to bronze. We always pick the very last. But I don't want to sound like a Pentecostal pastor. If they say that is what they have to give for the construction of this very magnificent edifice to the memory of those that fell, to the memory of those that died that we may live, then we must accept it graciously and move on and do what they have asked us to do. And that is precisely what we are doing. If you want to participate in the construction, in the building of this monument here in Enugu, the number to call is +234 909 466 5824, or you can send us a text message either on the studio line or on the office line. We shall send you the account number and you shall choose either gold, silver or bronze if you wish to participate. Your names will be written in a tablet of stone positioned at the very foundation of this structure, that for eternity it will be remembered that you built it. Not everybody. Not everybody. It will be remembered that you built it. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We must proceed. We must do that which is right. We must call upon the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, to join us and help us acknowledge the presence, the ever wonderful and effervescent presence of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans regardless of where they are. Please, Barrister, proceed.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. Good evening to all of you out there, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. All Biafrans, wherever you are, I salute all of you. I greet you. I thank especially those who are sitting with Director, assisting and helping and supporting him in every various ways. He is needing their help. Director, you are a good man. You are a great man. And you are making Biafrans proud. Everything we say, we do. Biafra, you are Director. You are championing all that we have outlined that we will do. We have never missed even a point. If I have to put it in the right way, no stone has been left unturned. Everything has been followed to the letter. Director, you are doing very well. And those who are supporting Biafra, friends of Biafra, we thank you for all the financial support, physical support you're giving, moral support you're giving. We appreciate, we acknowledge all this. Wherever you are making Biafrans proud. And very soon, Biafra will be a re-resurrected nation. A re-resurrected proud nation that all of us will be proud of. All of us will be proud to live in. No more running around. No more Biafrans leaving their own territory, occupying foreign lands and helping them to develop their own, where Biafra is left intact and left in wanting. Biafra must be re-established. And that's why Radio Biafra is doing all they could. I thank you and I welcome all of you as you converge to listen to Radio Biafra this evening. May God, Chukwa Biama, bless all of you, Director, all the support you are looking for are coming to you. And Chukwa Biama has been made very possible. You met a man today, you say he opened his pocket. Because it's you, Director, I've never seen a man so lucky as you are, that whenever you touch, that thing must move. You are moving things because Chukwa Biama appointed you to resurrect this Biafra to its eternity. We are here, and I'm supporting you. Please do not forget to turn off your listening devices once you hear your name. And let's have some meaningful conversation, deliberation, opinion, advice, suggestions, how to restore Biafra. Good evening to all of you. Right, I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. That was, as always, the unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who kindly, as always, has joined us from London. Barrister, thank you very much for your kind words. I do not hesitate, I don't flinch to say the obvious. Everything we preach here is the truth, and indeed, you are a great man, and above all, a very good man at that. We must continue. We must continue to provide all the numbers and all the contacts with which you can get hold of us. If you want to, not if you want, if you feel like joining our live interactive session, the number to call when our lines open, not now, is +234 8100904599. If you wish to participate via Skype, the Skype line is there as well. I got a prior notice that the coordinators of some of them around Europe intend to address our worldwide audience running into millions of people, and they must do so this very evening. When the time comes, Uchenna Siebu will make contact with me, and we shall proceed to give them this very medium with which they can then address our people all over the world. Somebody told me that there are secret listeners everywhere, that more people are listening than they give us credit for. And we say to them that we know. Even Jonathan is listening. If you know anybody at the confab, call the person now. Ask them what they're doing. They will start lying by hesitating a bit. And then if you probe them, they will tell you that indeed they are listening to Radio Biafra. All of them at the confab are listening to Radio Biafra. People listen, they don't acknowledge. Because, you know, the truth is very bitter. Very, very bitter. We must continue. The number to call if you want to be remembered as one of those that built this very beautiful monument to the honor of those that died for us. Those we are going to remember on the 30th of May. Those that because of them the world now knows that there is a people called Biafra. The number is +234 909 466 5824. Please, when you hear the voice of Chioma, do not run away. We don't have a white woman working for us. She's one of us. She's one of us. She's here with us, and she's helping us out administratively and clerically to do this very wonderful work. And it's a good thing that Vivian Oge is here also to join us to continue this very work, because it is too much. Sometimes we lose track of the thousands of calls we receive on a daily basis. We want to catalog them. We want to do as you direct us, because above all, we are serving you. This is Radio Biafra. That number once again, if you want to take part in the construction of this monument, is +234 909 466 5824. The best way to do, some of you can call, but if you send us a text by saying, can we have the account number? I wish to be noted down for gold, silver, or bronze. That'll make our life so much easier. Thank you very much for listening. And as we welcome you, you also welcome your friends as well, because we don't relent. We also ask you not to relent. We are about to complete the first phase of our three-phase action plan to get Biafra. The first one will be done on Friday, and then the second one commences. If you think that you have contributed too much, you are now about to do the proper contribution, because we need to buy weapons. We need to train our men and feed them as well to go and meet our enemies, both those within and without. We are very serious. We don't relent. We don't retreat. We do not surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no other alternative. Our Skype line is also open. Radio Biafra. Simply Radio Biafra. That's all you need to do. You can add us to your Skype contact list. We are not obliged to accept you. But if you call us, we must and should take your call, because this is your radio station. Wherever you speak from, audience around the world will be able to hear you. We are the only people here capable of doing this very thing. I ask anybody, I challenge anybody to tell me a phone-in program anywhere run by any indigenous people of this very quality, of this reach all around the world.
We must continue. We should continue because we are here to do God's work. We are here to do the will of God because man did not determine that we should come. Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come. By way of headline today, I'm afraid there is no good news yet. We are reporting how a woman explained, a widow explained, how Fulani herdsmen murdered my husband in his farm. That is the news we're bringing you today to tell you that our conquest, our people are dying, that our killing, that our humiliation is continuing unabated. That is why sometimes it is good not just to present the news, but to present that very news from the perspective of those directly affected. This lady is affected. Her husband has been killed. And we are going to tell you how Hausa Fulani people did it. These are those that the British put in charge. These are those that the British mandated, despite them giving you the Bible, to come here to Islamize you. These are those that have hypocritically clinged on to nationalism as a way of furthering jihadist Islamic tendencies. We are here to resist them, and we must prevail because God is with us. How Fulani herdsmen murdered my husband, we shall be looking into that. Another bomb blast, as we reported last night as part of our breaking news, rocks Jos as terrorists hit match viewing center. They went to watch football match, and they have been slaughtered in the process in Jos. Mind you, this is the place where Gowon comes from. Gowon was the man used by Hausa Fulani people to come and kill so-called fellow Christians. This is a man today that Gowon's people are being targeted as well. In 2009, when we started 2010, we came back 2012, I told you that everybody complicit in the killing of innocent children, men and women, they will all get their comeuppance. They will get their revenge. Their karma is coming. Now it is being visited upon the people of Gowon. The same thing he did to us, they are now doing on his territory. Of course, they are killing a lot of Biafran people. We know that for sure. But those Biafrans being killed in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North died for nothing because they don't hear. They were told to go home or they will be killed. And they remained, and now they have been killed. We must continue. National Conference rejection of regional autonomy will spell doom. According to Afenifere, the noise-making people, they talk so much gibberish and crap. Yoruba people talk nonsense. They are cowards. They are incapable of matching their words with their deeds. They cannot do it. That was what they said between 1966 and 67, when the chips were down. Awolowo joined Muslim Hausa Fulani people to kill Christians here. Yorubas are cowards. Never take their words seriously. Never, until they prove it. Until they prove it. If they come out on the 30th and march with the Oduduwa flag, then we know they're serious. But until then, is mere empty rhetoric, empty talk. Troops battle Boko Haram terrorists, landmines in Sambisa forest, that the war is raging. Unlike them, during our time, they did not report it. But we are reporting it for them, to let the whole world know that there is a very serious war going on in Borno, in Maiduguri, to be precise. We continue to report today about Boko Haram terrorists and killers. This is the time to mobilize Civil War veterans, according to Colonel Craig. I don't know who Colonel Craig is, but hopefully during the discourse we shall be able to find out. The North and President Jonathan, the consequences of baying for blood. We are also reporting that South Africa has now joined Uganda in making a mockery of the imbecilic, the weak, the stupid, the decrepit, and the crippled president of the Zoological Republic. President Goodluck Jonathan is weak. President Goodluck Jonathan is foolish. President Goodluck Jonathan is the worst thing that can ever happen to any presidency anywhere in the world. The man is pathetic and a joke. This was the man that sacked Stella Odua. This is the man that caved into Yoruba media pressure and sacked the only Igbo person to have done something meaningful in the past 22 years. Jonathan sacked Stella Odua because Stella Odua stopped Yoruba people from committing fraud. Jonathan sacked Stella Odua. Now they are gunning after Madueke, Deziane, Alison Madueke, and they will get her too, because Jonathan is perceived to be weak. Jonathan do not understand politics. Jonathan is a disgrace to any executive office anywhere. He is not qualified to be a school headmaster, talk less of the chief executive of a country. He is a disgrace, an absolute and abject disgrace. South Africans boo President Jonathan in Pretoria. They boo him because he's useless. Useless and weak. Very, very weak. Without Biafra, there is no Niger Delta. They will be killed off, all of them, one after the other. Without Biafra, they cannot stand. Without Biafra, there will be no Niger Delta. The only thing that can guarantee safety of life and property, total resource control, is Biafra. Without Biafra, you'll be picked off one after the other. Obasanjo and Jonathan at war over Jonathan's running mate, we believe. I don't know why we have this news, but we shall read it. The owner of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, the Sultan or the Satan of Sokoto, depending on your take, is saying don't associate Islam with the Boko Haram terrorists. The man is talking piffle. Absolute rubbish. Islam is synonymous with terrorism. The way that your great-great-grandfather came in was through terrorism. The Fulani people came. They are not aborigine to this very land. The Fulani people are wandering people of the Sahel. They are nomads. They drive cattle from place to place. You brought killing. You brought bloodshed. You brought conquest and massacre to this very land. The Fulani people from which the present Sultan of Sokoto descended from. Fulani people. Buhari, all of them, they are not from here. They are not original to this place. Hausa people, I can understand. They have an ancient civilization, but Fulani are cattle herders. They conquered Hausa people. The only difference is that they absorbed Hausa language. That's all. And Hausa people do their bidding. And Hausas will remain slaves to Fulanis forever because they do not understand what Islam portended for them. But now it is too late. The owner of the Zoological Republic, the Satan of Sokoto, don't associate Islam with Boko Haram. Then what should we associate Islam with? In Afghanistan, everywhere there is terror. Pakistan, anywhere there are killings. In India, just name it, anywhere in the world where one problem or the other is brewing, you have the hand of Islam in it. You are killing in the name of God, when the same God said, thou shalt not kill. We are the only people that still maintain that very edict until Satan came through the back door, corrupted our priesthood, and we started talking rubbish. We value life. That is why we named a human being Mankendo, the beauty of life. You don't take life needlessly. In fact, you don't. The same way we don't have a king. Because God said he is our king. No human being can be king, not in this very land. And now the news in greater detail. The relative peace enjoyed by the people of Ugui Agueke community in Udi local government area of Enugu state has since May the 1st this year given way to tension and apprehension after Fulani herdsmen allegedly shot and killed a villager in his farm. The person killed by Hausa Fulani herdsmen cattle rearers is Matthew Anugo, who was in his farm with his family when he was attacked by three of the cattlemen who allegedly shot and gave him machete cuts, which led to his death. People don't know that Fulani herdsmen carry guns. I shot a video of them at the Zoo River carrying a gun where they have taken over. Anugo, who dropped out from primary school because there was no money After the war, they took everything we had. We are the only people to have been defeated in war, and every money we had on us also taken from us. Other people, they pay them reparation. Our own, we pay. Our conquerors, we pay those that defeated us. We are paying the British with our free oil where there is no meter. You can come and take oil if you like. Pack your oil tanker and you take oil and go. We are paying, we pay the Yoruba people, still paying them. Yorubas came and took our money in the bank. Awolowo. Are we not paying Hausa people? Are we not their servants? Is Okorocha not one of them? A royal servant of the Hausa Caliphate. Hausa from the Caliphate. How about Ojo Zokalo? These are your leaders. They came after your leaders, and through your leaders, you serve them. Any day you say Ojo Zokalo is one, you are serving Hausa for any, because they made him the same as Rocha Sokorocha. Only now people are realizing, oh, not it, but I told you so, didn't I? Our people don't listen. Their stubbornness sometimes is undoing. They don't listen. They don't grasp it. You don't do the very simple basic research. With the benefit of it, you should have known better, or you could have known better. A new girl dropped out of primary school because there was no money. After all, we're in the zoo. He spent some time earning welding and fabrication in Abuja for 6 years. When the business did not materialize as expected, he reportedly returned to the village and took to farming. It was in his private farmland that he was murdered. Mrs. Nneka Anugo, a mother of four, who was married to Anugo for 15 years, was accompanied by family members as she narrated how her husband was killed. Those of you that wonder why we want Biafra, this is for you. We are telling you what this place looks like. Mrs. Nneka Anugo is telling us now what happened to her husband. My husband and my younger brother, who came to visit us, went to the farm as early as 6 a.m. that fateful day. As they left, I prepared food with my kids. We went to join them in the farm, which is not very far from our house. As we were working, we saw some Fulani cattlemen with their cows coming to the farm. The cows entered our cassava farm and ate up everything. My husband then approached them and queried why they allowed the cows to destroy his crops. One of them replied him in Hausa and said, "Who gave you the authority to talk to me like that?" We will tell you who gave them the authority. Ohanes Ndibo, Rocha Sokorocha, Ochu Zokalu, Ike Nwachukwu, Oma Sanda Nwachukwu, Alison Madueke, Deziani Alison Madueke. Just name them all the governors you have had after Mbakwe. All of them. Nwobodo, Jim Nwobodo, the Okwesileze Nwobodo family. These are the people that gave cattle rearers the right to speak to our people and to mother us. I told you so. That these men are evil. They are evil. They will kill you. This is how they are killing you. I must continue. We thought everything was settled when these people went away, lamented Mrs. Anugo as she's narrating how her husband was killed simply by going to his own farm to go and farm. We thought everything was settled and we continued walking until about 11 a.m. when I asked them to come out and eat because we didn't eat that morning before going to the farm. My husband said I should first serve the children and my brother, which I did before inviting him again to come and join us for his food. He came and we were eating together when suddenly we heard a gunshot. He got up immediately to know the direction the sound came from. As he stood up, he realized that it was the Fulanis that were close to us. He took off and started running while on our path we were shouting for help. Sensing danger, I asked my brother to take the kids away while I ran after the headsmen who were pursuing my husband. A very brave lady. Do you see our women? Do you see how they behave? Do you see why they stood up to white men in 1915, 1929, and 1947? Very brave. Do you see why these women will get us Biafra? Do you see why we must be obedient to them? She ran after the men pursuing her husband. How many of you will do that? Or can do that? She's in poverty, you know. They are farming. No money. They went to Abuja to try and survive. It was impossible for them to survive. There is no help, no loan from the bank, no oil money. Despite the fact that oil is coming from their land, they could not work in the coal pits anymore because that too has been closed by Hausa Fulani people. Nkalagu cement factory closed. Niger Steel closed. All the aluminum factories closed. Niger Gas closed. There is nowhere for this man to work except in the farm. Hausa Fulani people, through their policies, shut down all the industries. And they came to the farm also. The cattle ate up the cassava and they killed him. That is the story of an Igbo man. This did not happen in outer space. It did not happen in Kotangora, in Nasarawa, in Guzo. It did not happen somewhere near Wagwalada, in Abu. It didn't happen in Kanu or Sokoto or Maiduguri. Or Goyola, Gongola, whatever it is called. It happened in our town, in our own village. Hausa people came all the way from Sokoto driving their cattle, came to our land and killed one of us. And what can you do about it? Is the question. That is why they wanted Radio Biafra to close. Because we exposed all these things, that was why Owazurike connived with the government of Nigeria and kidnapped me, tried to kill me, because they couldn't stand the truth. They dabbled into kidnapping. They dabbled into murder. They have not fought Hausa Fulani men before. They never fought cattle headsmen from Fulani lands that come in here and kill our people. And some idiots are asking me, why do you want Biafra? Why do I want Biafra? Can't you see that our people are dying? Not just in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, but here in our villages. They are killing us. You are not men. You are not men. Our people want us to speak against the Holy Spirit so I will not see Biafra. I say, you people are lying. I will not speak against the Holy Spirit. Because this very generation of insipid cowards, they thought we can't come to Enugu. Who gave birth to monkey? I won't come to my country and wear my t-shirt. Who gave birth to them? I wear it very proudly in the day and I do what I want to do. Stop us and we call down hell from wherever it is. You think Boko Haram is good? Don't worry till you meet our men. Then you will know. They killed this woman. Our people are not happy at all. But the elders have been able to hold them back. And will continue to do so because we are peace-loving people. You see, we are Biafrans. We love peace. But because we love peace, people are insulting us. Because we love peace, they mistake that for cowardice. That is why this year we raise our men. This year we commence our march to our freedom. Watch and see. But we are asking the government to ensure that justice is done on this matter because this is not the first time. 2 years ago, Fulani headsmen killed one Moderi Kinzekwe and nothing was done up until today. They kill us all the time. Nobody does anything about it. And they keep coming and they keep killing. These are your people. This is where you come from. Some of you are in Alabama. Some of you are in Florida. Some of you are in Maryland. Some are in New York. Some are in New Jersey. Some of you are in Los Angeles. Some of you are having fun in San Francisco. But where you come from, the land is being overrun with cattle. Nama is in your village. But you are somewhere in London, relaxing. You are in Frankfurt, you are in Dusseldorf, having fun. There are cattle there in your village. Nama is in your village, cattle. Nama is in your village, cow. And you call yourself, today some of you idiots must have gone to your hopeless Igbo meetings. Useless, pathetic meetings, as useless as Goodluck Jonathan. As ineffective as Goodluck Jonathan. Your hopeless Igbo meetings, Igbo Ganiru, Igbo Jikotaka, Igbo Wumune, nonsense, useless, hopeless meetings, Unonaga. Mad people. mad, insane people. We are reporting, as we did last night, there's been another bomb blast in Jos as terrorists hit match viewing center. For some Nigerian fans who trooped out to watch last night's European Champions League final between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, it was a deadly experience as they ended up being bombed. The sad experience took place in Jos, capital of Plateau State, in Nigeria's north central. A report by the news agency of Nigeria said that the terrorists successfully detonated a bomb at a match viewing center located along Bauchi Road near the University of Jos, Jos North local government area. At least three people were immediately confirmed dead and three injured in the explosion, which is a lie. You know where they go to watch match. You know people here are crazy about their football. I used to be before I saw the light and repented. Imagine what a match viewing center looks like. And news agency of Nigeria is reporting three people dead. Lies. They are dead. If your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, your mom, your dad loves football and attends football viewing center, there's every likelihood that they were either injured or dead by now. Go and look for them if they're living in Jos, along Bauchi Road. A Yoruba group, a Afanifere Renewal group, says the National Conference is the last option to save Nigeria from impending doom, saying, if appropriate care is not taken, we are on a roller coaster down the precipice. The group, which advised the delegates to approach all discussions with utmost sincerity and objectivity, Okwande Yoruba, sincerity, Yoruba? No, that is impossible. Can anybody tell me in the history of Nigeria, with the exception of Herbert Macaulay, when a Yoruba man rose to be sincere? I need one example. One simple example. Surprisingly, or should I say unsurprisingly, there is none. The word sincerity and Yoruba do not go hand in hand. They are duplicitous. They are conspiratorial. They are conniving. They are backstabbing. And they are wicked. Yoruba, only if they have changed 2 or 3 days ago. Yoruba Afenifere is telling people to approach the matter with sincerity. When was the last time a Yoruba man was sincere? The Nobel laureate that they gave them to Wole Soyinka. Is Wole Soyinka a better writer than Chinua Achebe? The answer is no. But when our people were busy sleeping, Obasanjo went and bribed the Nobel Committee and they gave it to Yoruba man. Very soon they will take the crown away from Chimamanda and say they wrote half of a yellow song. And all of you will be there running around like a bunch of idiots, attending useless Igbo meetings. The ones in Israel are doing my head in. I have warned them. Those of them in Israel, with their useless, hopeless Igbo meetings. Go and do your Igbo meeting. Do not contaminate the 30th of May. We beg you. Don't come out on the 30th of May unless you want to join Biafra in Israel. Do not contaminate what we are doing. We are now warning you and your parents. Don't tamper with 30th of May. It is not meant for Igbo people. It is meant for Biafrans. Not Ndi Igbo. It is meant for Biafran people. Not Igbo people. Don't mess up. We are not celebrating. We are in a serious mood of reflection and mourning for the death of children. We don't celebrate. We are mourning. We are warning those of you in Israel. We are telling you now. That rubbish you're planning for the 30th of May, I am begging you, don't go ahead with it. Do not go ahead with it. If you attempt to go ahead with it, it is tantamount to a declaration of war. How we regard Boko Haram and Hausa people is how we shall regard each and every one of you. It is a warning. It is a warning. Afenifere cannot be honest. Nobody should take Yoruba seriously. They are agitating for vice presidency. Don't take Yoruba seriously. If they say run, stop. If they say stop, start speeding. They are bad. troops on the hunt for more than 200 schoolgirls. Last week it was 250. The week before that, 213. Before that, 276. Before that, 158. Let us go with 200 today. That's what they're saying. Troops on the hunt for more than 200 schoolgirls abducted last month in Chibok, Borno State, are up against fresh challenges. Their navigation of the massive Sambisa forest, where the girls are believed to be kept by the abductors, is being restricted by landmines laid across the area by Boko Haram. It was learned yesterday. Vigilant soldiers detected the mines and the spots have accordingly been marked. A military source said the troops were being hampered in moving around the Sambisa forest because of many landmines planted by Boko Haram. The source said the commanders and troops, which have been operating on the fringes of the forest, have marked the spots where the landmines are laid. The source said Boko Haram is desperate to protect Sambisa forest and prevent troops from gaining access to any part of it. So far, troops have discovered many landmines along the route to Sambisa forest. They are battling to clear these mines. Some of the landmines can destroy military tanks. Is that not what I told you before? People are afraid. Oh, how about if they come with tanks? But I told you now that the military people are telling you, you believe them. I told you that you see tank is metal. It's meaningless in modern warfare. One simple landmine will destroy a tank and cripple it. You go there and fish out those inside the tank and kill them or take them prisoner of war if you want to. A tank doesn't mean anything. In modern day battlefield, a tank is useless. It's cumbersome. It is unwieldy. Unmaneuverable. Go and ask them, they will tell you. Unless you come in overwhelming numbers. Tanks are useless. Boko Haram terrorists, this is the time to mobilize Civil War veterans. Olu Craig is a Yoruba man. I can't read news from a Yoruba man. They don't make sense to me. I can't read it. Yoruba man talking about bringing back veterans. They have paid Yoruba war veterans. They have paid Hausa Fulani war veterans. But they have not paid Biafran war veterans till today. I go to their meetings all the time. I address them. They have paid other people, but they have not paid Biafran soldiers. That is what we're encountering here. Double standards, duplicitousness, cheating. Wholesale cheating. These are the people that are planning to call again. But their sons are dying. All the commanders at the front line facing Buhari boys and Babangida boys are all Biafrans. And they are killing them in their large numbers. President Goodluck Jonathan's perceived mishandling of the case of the more than 200 schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram in Borno State got further knocks yesterday in South Africa. Crowd at the inauguration of President Jacob Zuma for a second term in office registered their disapproval of the Nigerian government's inability to rescue the girls 1 month after, with boos of "Bring Back Our Girls" directed at Jonathan as he stepped into the venue of the swearing in. Bring back your mother and your father. A fresh move by former President Olusegun Obasanjo to regain relevance in the PDP. This is not news we should be reading here. PDP. Well, who is PDP? We must continue. The President General of the Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs, who is also the Sultan of Sokoto, Alhaji Said Abubakar, and the Governor of Oyo State, Senator Abiola Ajimobi, have called on Nigerians not to associate the Boko Haram Islamist group with Islam. They spoke in Ibadan while inaugurating the Bodija Estate and Environs Muslim Community Islamic Center. The Sultan, who called on Muslims to continue to live peacefully with non-Muslims, stressed that Islam is a religion of peace. He urged Muslims to emulate Prophet Muhammad. Emulating Prophet Muhammad means marrying a 9-year-old. Emulating Prophet Muhammad means going to war. Muhammad established Islam by going to war. Emulate Muhammad. Live in peace with your neighbors as long as they are Muslims or you convert them, and live like Muhammad. Muhammad was a warmonger. He conquered people. Othman Damfodio was a warmonger. A Fulani warmonger that came and conquered Hausa people. There is war written into their DNA. But on the holy land of Biafra, they will be stopped. Here we will stop them. We are asking Britain now, don't get involved. America, do not give arms to Islam. to fight us. France, the same. All of these people do not supply arms to Nigeria. We will defeat them. Between now and next year, watch and see what shall happen. We are calling down hell to come to this earth. Everything here will die. We promise you. So you can have access to free oil. So just relax and wait. Oil is coming for free. Don't get involved. You did nothing when our children were being killed. Over 1 million of them. That this newspaper that the Catholics published yesterday, which I read, spoke eloquently about, that British public stood idly by as innocent children were being slaughtered because we did not give oil to Shell and to BP. That's all. Because Harold Wilson had major stake in BP and in Shell. His shares were in BP and in Shell. Because we did not agree to give them oil for free, they said we must die because of oil. That oil will burn it, and nobody will have it. We assure you. This is Radio Biafra. That is the news for the day with accompanying news headlines. OC is here, so also is Chuka. They will greet you people. They came back from the site, and they are here to do what they've been asked to do. They will acknowledge Biafrans all over the world. Please go ahead.
Hello, greetings to Biafrans worldwide. My name is Chuka Bosa. I'm from Umudioka in Oka, South Anambra, Biafra land. I welcome you all to our program, to our broadcast today, and sorry I was late because I have other things to handle. Thank you all and happy listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There's nothing to be sorry about. You are working for them at the site where you are building the memorial. Please go ahead.
We are not sorry, Director.
Yes,
thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, fellow friends of Biafra worldwide. I say good evening, good morning, good afternoon to you. My name is Rimen Ostadema Okeke. I happen to come from Umuze. Umuze is in Anambra, Biafra land. We welcome you for today's edition. Once again, we are on ground and we are doing what you send us to do. Please stay tuned.
Thank you very much. We are doing what you've been asked to do. Come here, organize our people, prepare our defenses, go and get us Biafra. Very simple mandate, and that's what we are here to do. And that is what we must do. As long as we remain incorruptible. Your prayers are working miracles, believe you me. Those of you that are into prayer, continue praying. Those of you financing what we are doing, continue financing us. A brother rang today and said to us, I have a hostel. I built it. Many, many rooms. It is there. On Tuesday, we take delivery of the keys. He's a Biafran. He is giving us his hostel. Because of men like this, we do what we do. Sometimes when some idiots provoke us into thinking to ourselves, what are we actually doing here? Serving these ungrateful people. We have somebody like our brother that stepped up today to say, I have a hostel I built. Brand new. Go and take the keys. Go and take the keys. Because of men like this, those of you building this memorial, those of you supporting Radio Biafra through our donation button on PayPal, on Radio Biafra website, all of you that call and buy us recharge card, those of you that buy us gari, that buy us even apple as well, and rice and beans, we are grateful to all of you. Those of you that ensure that we got an office here, those of you that donated your vehicles to us, we are very, very grateful to all of you. Very grateful for what you have done for this very beautiful country. God's own country on the face of the earth. We salute all of you. Because of you, we shall get Biafra. Because of you, we shall and must remain incorruptible. We will not let you down. Chukwu Abiam is our witness. We cannot let you down. We would rather commit suicide than let you down. That will never happen. Any doubt you have in your mind should be dispelled. We are infallible when it comes to compromising this struggle. We cannot fail. We cannot afford to fail, because the consequences, it will be too disastrous even to contemplate. We can't afford to fail this time around. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if I have a caller on the line. I presume
Hello.
I do.
Hello.
Your name and where you are,
Hello.
Please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ikechukwu Nabike from Ghana.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank all of you there in the studio. I want to commend on the good work you are doing. And I also want to pass some message across. I something like to, when I'm listening, I need to hear about people who are still having doubts about the whole issue, whether it is real or not. And I want to impart some knowledge into them, because the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:8 that there is time for war and there is time for peace. And then in 2 Samuel 11, verse 1, the Bible says there was a time when kings go to war. Right now, we are in that time. And in that time, in 2 Samuel 11:1, the Bible says that kings were supposed to be at war, and David stayed at home. And evil befell him. Evil before David, because he was supposed to be in a particular place where he, when things are supposed to be. But he neglected that. I want to tell all those who are still doubting that this evil can still be their portion. And also in verse 11, we hear about what Uriah replied to David. When David was trying to deceive him, he was telling David that the ark of God is in the battlefield. Why should he stay at home? For these people who are still in doubt, let them know that Yahweh is out there in the field. The presence of God, which carries the invisible God, is also in the battlefield. And the glory of God is there. The sign of God dwelling among his people is there in the battlefield. The object of fellowship and communion is there in the battlefield. Biafra is in the battlefield. Let them know that. Therefore, and to those, I also want to pass a message across to those Biafra who are in a position of authority today. I've mentioned a few. Jonathan, there are some military men and women, and so on. To this people, I want to refer them to what the Bible says in Esther chapter 4. When Haman planned against the Jews, Mordecai requested the help of Esther, and Esther was given reason why she would not help. And Mordecai answered in verse 13. If we go to that verse 13, Mordecai said, don't think of a moment that because you are in the palace, you will escape when other Jews are killed. This is what I'm telling them. Let them not think that by the time their brothers are dying, that they will be the first people that these people will go for. They should now learn their lesson and be able to come back and join their brothers in time. And also, I'm also impressed about the type of answers that he used to give, especially when people bring up sensitive questions. There was a time somebody was asking you that Muslims, some of our brothers in Abakaleke that have been converted to Muslims, what do we do about them? Most people are asking such questions in order to know what you will say. And the world is listening. If you answered wrongly, then they will see that we don't have the focus. But I thank God for the answer you gave. I want to also refer that to Matthew chapter 10 to 12. When Jesus, and the Pharisees was asking Jesus, should a man be healed on the Sabbath? And Jesus told them, if you have a sheep and it fell into a pit, would you not go and bring out that sheep? They did not answer. And Jesus healed that man with a deformed hand. Those are very, very crucial areas that when people ask such questions in order to know if you fall into traps, Jesus also went through that way. I pray God that the wisdom of God will be upon you to give the right answer anytime. Also, I want also to say
very quickly, please, my brother, because hello, many people are queuing up. Please, just round up for me 1 minute. Everybody calling should not take more than 2 minutes. There are too many people calling. We want to take as many calls as possible. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So another thing I want to pass across is most times people call and they begin to bring up conflicting opinions or views. Let us accept views and opinions of everyone, calling even when they seem conflicting. But what matters is the ruling of the issue, which you will do, and the eminent comrades around you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. We shall proceed. Like that's the very first caller for today. Whilst we wait for Barrister Mamezu to rejoin us, that this is Radio Biafra. The number to call is +234 81 00904 599. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
234 81.
Can you turn your system down?
459.
My God, these are our people. We shall save all of them, even those who are not, who find it difficult to grasp simple instruction. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. The same thing,
hello?
Isn't it? Yes, turn your system down. Turn it down, please.
This is Chidehua,
from Amsterdam. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to comment on the man that you said that he called you from Nigeria. I mean, he saw you in Nigeria, live in Amsterdam.
Yes.
That we don't have anybody. We have few people. Not the people are calling because they have seen the light. They are calling, they are not our family. Please, Director, anybody that called you from Amsterdam, ask him whether he belongs to the family.
He said yes. He has been calling. He said they are part of those calling from Amsterdam. That's what he told me. Victor Ugu.
He said, call him. We don't know. Even we have our uniform in Nigeria. We find somebody to bring it. We got somebody from Enugu State. He told us that he cannot bring it. We know the crime we want him to commit is treason. He refused to bring it. There is another person that bring part of it.
To carry T-shirts is treason. What is and Boko Haram is getting $3 million for killing people. To carry it's treason. Hell, you believe a warrior. Oh, Lord. So I'm committing treason by wearing this shirt up and down the place. Treason.
That's what they're saying.
English language.
We are few. We're not up to 10 people that are doing all this shit in Amsterdam. We're not up to 10. There was a day we went to see to think about Biafra. You know what they tell us in Igbo meeting? They told us that we have to belong to the Igbo so that they can help us to know. We said, no. The Biafra is more than Igbo. We are a nation. The Igbo have to belong to Biafra. We don't have to belong to Igbo meeting before you can join us. So there are not men here. They're all outside, running on them. They are two. Please, anybody that called you, ask someone that he belongs to the family. Because a lot of people, they are calling now, start talking rubbish. They are not our members. They are not indigenous people. Maybe a lot of they are from Guinea and whatever they call themselves. They are not indigenous.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. We bear that in mind, please. There is no need hiding. There is nothing you should be able to run away from. Because Biafra is your country. Don't run away from it. Don't run away from Biafra. Go and join your closest family. We are the strongest family in the whole world. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ikechukwu Uganyanwu from Ikeduru Local Government Area in Imo State.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Go ahead, Amsterdam. We are listening. Go ahead. Don't listen to your system. Listen to me via Skype, please. Go ahead. We are listening. The world is listening.
Okay, I went to the meeting in Amsterdam. And my first time from went to the meeting, and we are not new. So, but I tried to register with them, and we, the Igbos, will have some problems within ourselves. But I thank God with time, see, everything will be okay. So my calling is directly to the director. So director, I have something I want to tell you which have been bothering me for since I started listening from you. My words to you is that I hear a lot of people saying that that you are harsh, and you are harsh, you are using some words that is not good to use. I want to tell you that word you are using, no matter whatever somebody will tell you, continue the way you are using. Because if you can pick a rod that they have drawn for 100 years ago, that rod, no Igbo have ever tried to pick that rod. They pick it, the fire catches them, and they drop the rod. Now God has given you the spirit to pick it. And somebody calling you that you are insulting the Yoruba, you are insulting president, and you are insulting whoever. Never listen to such a person. When Joseph go to, when God directed Joseph to go to Pharaoh, Israelite was telling Joseph that, why do you want to go to Pharaoh? Do you know how mighty Pharaoh is? But Pharaoh defeated them. But at the end, Joseph was the one that led them out.
You mean Moses? You mean Moses?
I mean Moses, sorry, yes,
yes
sir.
Moses, yes.
Okay. I want to tell you that, Director, you are Moses to us. Director, you are David to us. So that rod you have in your hands, if any person in Nigeria or the Biafrans that make any noise or try to challenge you, and you cause that person remains cursed forever. Any person you curse in Biafra remain cursed forever. I will never rise. God has given you that rod on your hand, and nobody shall tell you what to say or what to do, because that rod has been there in the pit, and we're all dying. And when you drop that rod, all of us die. So I'm begging you, please, never listen to nobody. That God has sent you is the one that you listen to. Your spirit is the spirit we want.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother.
I'm talking to you now. I'm getting bored of what people have said against you. But I'm still telling you to continue with that spirit and let God be with you in Jesus' name.
Amen. I love enemies. The more they are, the merrier for me. Because I love defeating them. That is why I love enemies. I love it. Honestly speaking, I do. Because I defeat all of them. All of them. Go and ask them now. Where are they today? We are formidable. Believe you me, we are. If you have an encounter with us, if you're a truthful person, you can come. I castigate even myself. My father is a king. And I said to my father, there will be no throne, no kingship in Biafra land. Talk less of any other person. I feel make me laugh. I can't change my dear brother. Don't worry about that. The barrister has joined us. But before then, we had a caller on Skype. Barrister, remain where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't. They have dropped. Barrister, please go ahead. Is the barrister there? Who is there, please? I can't see. Is a pastor?
Veteran.
The veteran. Agujim is there. Is he a veteran of ours? Yeah. He must speak then. Veterans, they have field day to speak here. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Reverend David Agujimba.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
First of all, I thank you. I thank you, the director, and I thank the indigenous people of Biafra. Are you hearing me, sir?
The world is hearing you loud and clear. I can hear you very, very well, and so is the entirety of humanity. Please go ahead.
God bless you, sir. Yes, I'm one of the veterans, by special grace, who fought the Afghan war, and by grace, I succeed. I am alive. And by grace of God, former Mosodians, but now a prominent member and a strong member of indigenous Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra. I want to encourage you that what is happening now concerning Biafra is not by accident, it's not by mistake, it is by divine order. I'm by the Spirit of the Living God, who promised us that this end time, that David and the Israel will proceed a son, Biafra. I want to let you know that God has put me a new song in my mouth concerning the Biafra, although it is an Igbo song. I want to thank God for what is happening all over the whole world concerning Biafra. I want to encourage the people of Biafra, they should not fear, neither tremble, because it is our time. Paul says the Lord to pursue, to overtake, and to recover all. What Ezugu has done to Ezendida, it is the time of the children of Ezendida to arise and pursue and overtake and recover for what Ezugu have done against the children of Biafra 1966-67-70. The Lord is going to avenge for us. The Lord is going to avenge for us as God. I put you there forth as Joshua of the end time. Director, I thank God with the people behind you. You are Joshua of the end time. We are not going back. The Lord who sponsor and who aid Joshua will aid you people.
You say,
by special grace of God, I have mobilized indigenous people of Biafra Prayer Squad. I'm going to back you up spiritually, and I'm going to back you up numerically with the people of Biafra. By special grace of God, many His Royal Highness have been enrolled. Many members, veterans, have joined the movement of indigenous people of Biafra.
Wonderful.
And by special grace of God, I have mobilized the security.
That is good.
By special grace of God, I am begging you people, if you people can give me the chance to operate as a coordinator in Olu region.
Yes, you have a permission to do so. Please go ahead. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead.
God bless you, sir. And by grace of God, I will come with a few members when it is solidly approved. Either 29 or 30 at the Enugu.
You will come here on 30th, sorry, on the 29th. You stay with us into the 30th because a lot of our commanders are coming on that very day. All our commanders are coming on the 29th. They stay with us until the 30th to make sure we prepare for any eventuality. If they try to come close to us, you will hear about it because there'll be war here. We don't retreat and we don't surrender. We want to make it very, very clear. We are drawing a line. We are here to remember our dead. If they come close to us, we will kill them on the 30th of May of this year so that they will know how serious we are. Please continue.
God bless you, sir. I'm happy with this, and I think my people are listening now. By special grace of God, we are going to have a meeting on Tuesday. So that Thursday, we begin to make our journey down to Enugu State.
Thank you very much.
I want to encourage you people. Don't fear, for the Lord is by our side. There's prophecy that the Lord has given to me. I want to give it in Igbo because of Igbo saboteurs. Onyenwe is Kanguono, Nezne Ugu to the resident, way to that here, now down to the ocean side. Ezendida, wherefore Ndumunyan on ocean side. Abuna Hajiregu, where Darago, Nelu, Ezendida, where Lanyana can be Lanyana Kepere, or wherever say, across the sea of Emery. Now, the Lord have mobilized Ezendida with his children. With the foreigners, brothers and sisters, to strengthen the hand of Ezendida just like Moses. That as the Ezendida will lift up his hand, the Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra will begin to prevail. We will pursue the Ezugu, Agachu Ezugu, Chudia, across the desert.
Agachudia
across the desert. Look, I want to let you know. Oga Agana for defensive side. We are no more going to face defensive side than offensive side.
That's
we are
correct.
Going to face the Eze Ugu with offensive side. People, indigenous people of Biafra. Jesus, when I came here, the strangers first to come. And the strangers came to warm the bench, but when the right people, when the right shepherd come, they did not receive it. That is how indigenous people of Biafra can the real people, the people supposed to recognize the voices, that this voice is not a singing voice, it's a voice of the shepherd. But the Lord make me quickly to understand. He said, my sheep know my voice, and my voice cannot, my sheep know my voice, and my sheep cannot follow the strangers. I am one of the sheep in the indigenous people of Biafra with my group. We are coming up to join the winners to deal with Hausa Funani Tatoratos.
He said,
it is time for us to awake and reclaim and possess our possession. God will richly anoint you more and more, you directors and other directors in overseas. The anointing of God will come upon you as we pray. Every Friday is we set apart for indigenous people of Biafra with the Radio Biafra and their coordinators, that you begin to see a different vision how the Ezendeda with his children is going to pursue and overtake and recover all. Just like Jesus Christ when he entered into the temple, he saw that his father's temple was not organized as a house of the prayer, but the dupers, the rogues, the thieves, selling every sort of defiled things in the temple. Jesus, rise up, no more, repent, and accept the gospel. Jesus took Holy Ghost Koboko to wipe away, to overthrow, and throw down their temple and their offices, and drive them away out of the temple. And that is how we are going to, oh God, please, the Holy Land of Biafra, we are going to push both Sabbath, both Igbo Sabbath, both Hausa and Funani and the Yoruba, oh God, children of Ishmaelis. The children of Ishmaelis have sold the land, and the children of Biafra, unborn children, are crying. Their blood are crying before the throne of God. Why can't God give us the victory? Because Nigeria, the Hausa, Fulani, and Yorubas have killed unborn children, killed pregnant women, killed children of 3 years, 10 years. Oh, their blood is crying, and their blood will avenge. God will avenge their blood. God will avenge their blood. Right from now, I say, no election 2015. We are taking over.
Say, well, of course we are. And I won it. We are now. They will see. They will see. Thank you, my dear brother.
No election. The law say that no election 2015. The Nigeria are entering into confusion that give victory. For the Lord give the people of Israel victory. He threw confusion in the midst of the enemy. Nigeria is in state of confusion, and we will prevail. See, the end of Nigeria land is to end 2015. But now is the time to pursue and take over. Almighty Father, God has saved your Jesus.
Have we lost him? No, we have, haven't we? Yeah, very, very bad. We've lost him. We've lost him, but we welcome him for all he has said, and we accept it in toto. The barrister is with me, I presume. I must defer to the very eminent barrister after that very eloquent and inspiring delivery from the veteran who also doubles as a reverend minister. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the news. I know that I've not been able to come straight away with a client, but when I heard my name twice, I said, Director, urgently needs me, then I have to jump ship to come straight to the line. I heard all the what Pastor says, which is very encouraging. You know, when our people talk and bring about the straightforwardness of what we're trying to do to restore Biafra, it gladdens my heart. That, of course, everybody will have to give their advice, whether adverse advice or whether good advice. But any bad advice to the restoration of Biafra will be futile, because we are not here to entertain any rubbish. We are fed up the house of Fulani Boko Haram are cleaners, and people are preaching otherwise. one Nigeria has gone, Nigeria expired since the 30th of December last year. Legally, we're supposed not to be doing any business in the name of Nigeria. He has expired according to the Lugard that created that bloody country. They call it Lugard country. And he gave a mandate. The date was 31st of December last year. He has expired. There is no need, as we talk, Nigeria is not a legal entity. He has gone, finished. Anybody trading, any nation trading with Nigeria, you are trading at your own peril because it does not exist. When we talk about the legality of Biafra, Biafra existed 500 years over before Lugard brought Nigeria to us. Biafra existed, all our infrastructures were all complete. We were working according to everything we are doing before the destruction of Biafra came aboard. And we are doing our best to make sure that everything we established has to go back to its originality. And that is what we will do on the 30th of this month, to recognize, to remember, to, before God, to ask him to take the souls of those who perished, those who were killed illegally, those who were killed unjustifiably, for Tukwabiyama to take their souls, while we still go back in quest to restore Biafra. Because it's our nation, we cannot forget it, we cannot substitute any other nation or any other country apart from Biafra. Biafra is where we stand, and that is the only thing we can take. We can no longer accept half-baked bread, except if only Biafra is restored. That's what we are talking. Anybody can say whatever they want. Of course, this is free speech. Anybody can phone in, say what you want to say. But when it comes to Biafra, do not cross that line, because Biafra of today, our eyes are red, and we are not going anything shorter than the restoration of Biafra. That is what everybody says. Director has said this many times. He says he's here for the dead. That is why he wants to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. For me, Barristan Mezu, I am here for the living and also for the unborn. It's complete. Director is here for the dead. I am here for the living and the unborn, to make sure there is equity in Biafra land. And we will restore Biafra no matter what, how long it takes. We have given a date. All of us will die, and we are prepared to die. That's why Biafra has to come. That is, I'm standing by, and I'm here with you. Thank you.
Thank you, the very eminent barrister himself. Thank you very, very much. I presume and I believe that we have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please. This is hello. Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, this is Simon Okore from Gizu. I'm calling from Osun State.
From Osun State?
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Gizu.
Please, I want to thank you. Thank you for what you have been doing for the sake of Biafra and for all of us. I really thank you. I appreciate what you are doing. In fact, this is my first time to call this number, because I've been hearing what people have been contributing about Biafra at times. I feel happy how people contribute at times. I feel embarrassed how some people also contribute. I want everybody to know something tonight, that Biafra is for all of us. And there is nobody that will say that it doesn't concern him. It's the thing that we can invest on for ourselves, our grandchildren, our even grand-grandchildren. So it's any investment that any person can do in this world that will better than self having his freedom. Freedom is a great thing that any man can have. Look at our people all over the place. Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. Everyone is listening. The whole world is listening.
Our people is outside their suffering, making money, think that they are making money for their children. But they don't know that all what you made without freedom is nothing. Look at the people who are perishing in North today. Their parents even think that they have invested for their children. Building house over there, having property over there, being caught, destroy the properties, and even eat their children. So why can't we fight for freedom and free? I'm begging, it's hard, it's not even I'm begging. I'm advising our fellow Biafran to come out and support what we are doing, because there is no any other thing we have hope on. We don't have hope on this zoo that deny us our rights, deny us everything we need. We don't have hope. Our people, many people even in Europe there, they can't come home because of the bad country we have called zoo, called Nigeria. In fact, I'm very embarrassed to even name or even be the part of Nigeria, because we did not make it anything from there. Many places in our town, in the eastern part of Nigeria, even exist before Abuja, Lagos. They're still in darkness. They put this suffering. How long are we going to pass? How long are we going to survive in this? How long are we going to survive? I also want to advise the fellow Biafrans, those who believe that Biafra is dead, for them to not even listen to those who are feeding the Nigerians money, because they are not ready to surrender because of what they were getting. It's still people that will fight for it, and I believe that we will get it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. And we also want people in Oshun to come out or not to come out, please. We don't want any provocation. We don't want any arrest. 30th is a very solemn day. But if they come after us, then we defend ourselves. It's a very quiet day. We are going to pray to remember those that died, those that gave their lives in defense of this very territory. The children starved to death by Yoruba people. The over 1 million killed by Yoruba. Duplicitousness, cowardice, and complicity. We must remember them. All we do is in peace. If they come against us, may God help them. Because they would have started something they cannot finish. Because we are not Boko Haram. We hunt. We hunt for our enemies. We hunt for them. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Director Nambi, I just want to commend you so much. I met you in London. You won't remember.
Did you?
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you. What is your name again? Maybe I can remember if you tell me your name.
Miss Chinasa Anele.
Chinasa Anele.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Please forgive me.
There was a time, about 4 or 5 years ago, you came into my shop. It's a barber shop off Kilburn, and he came to cut your hair. Actually, what happened was you sat down. I cut your hair.
Did you?
But we have to discuss about Nigeria.
That is correct. Off Kilburn, so, off the high road. If you turn left, heading towards I know.
Words.
I know.
I started looking at you, but I can't really figure it out because, you know, for me you are a stranger. And we were talking about Nigeria. You only said few words. You said, "Well, they need people, you know, to change Nigeria. Who's going to do it?" That was a question you asked. I never gave you an answer. I finished cutting your hair. You left. But I had to come out. I had to come out again and look at you. In my mind, I said to myself, this guy is on a mission. I've been hearing about you, Nnamdi. But I had to check on Facebook. I saw your picture. I remembered you. I remembered you. I only saw you once. That was it. That statement was alive in my mind until when I saw this picture. I said, this guy, this is the same guy that answered, you know, he asked me a question. There's a job to be done, but who will go and do it? Here you are. I just want to give you a praise. I want to commend you so much for what you're doing. Please do not listen to people. The way you talk, I can understand. They don't understand how you feel. So when you curse people, when you say whatever, it's how you feel deep down in your mind. Don't change it for nobody. Say it how it is. We understood it. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. One of those very, very sober and reflective moments. Did he say, how many years ago did he say that? 5 years ago, is that correct? 5 years ago. And I was this way 5 years ago. That goes to show you. And then I was in very serious money, believe you me. Very serious money, because then I was working for Genesis Housing Group down at a place called Wilsden Green 5 years ago. Making serious money, being paid by the hour.
I went to his shop to go and cut my hair very close to Kilburn High Road, and I remember very vividly. And I'm sure I didn't get a ticket that very day because I get parking tickets all the time. And anytime this topic comes up, I tell people there is work to be done. Can you do it? We tried most people, they yap and yap and yap and they go and sit down, they can't do it. Until I recognize that only Chukwu Abiama can appoint those to do this work, not man. You don't appoint yourself. Chukwu Abiama does that. He selects those who are found worthy to serve him in truth and honesty, seeking the restoration of his kingdom on this very earth. And that kingdom, my dear people, is Biafra land. 5 years. I hope those of them I met 15, 20 years ago in London can also say the same thing. I don't change. People change, I don't. If you ask Chekwa Sokore, he will tell you. If you ask Victor Ume, he will tell you. If you ask even Peter Obi, for the few times that we met and we worked together on this project called Abga before they stole it and destroyed it, he will tell you. I don't change. I never change. If I didn't change then, how can I change now? It's impossible. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Okay. My name is Ndubuisi Oshuala, coordinator Amsterdam.
Thank you very much. Amsterdam is taking Biafra. Over tonight. What is happening in Amsterdam?
Yeah, Biafra coordinator in Amsterdam is calling.
Thank you.
How are you, sir, director?
I'm watching well on your bow. I am now looking very, very black. I must tell you the truth.
Okay. Please, I'm an honorable man. We are doing our best here.
We are on track.
In Amsterdam.
We are on track, believe you me. We are doing the work you sent us to do. We are on track.
I thank God for that. Yeah, director and all the people around the world, good evening to all of you that are listening to me. Yeah, I want to inform and also advise every of our members around the world to remember this commemoration we are doing. Is another means of advert and also publicity to all our members who are still doubting the possibility of us actualizing the new nation, which is our own land of origin, Biafra. So but let this commemoration be a point of contact to all of them around the world to know that the more we publicize, the more we come out in mass to do this commemoration, the more people will know whom we are and what we mean and what we need. And the world will also bear us witness that 3.5 million that was murdered because of Nigerian Civil War should have been enough reason for us to have our freedom without any delay. So in Amsterdam also, I'm also advising to you to inform all the people that are calling to Radio Biafra that are in Amsterdam who are doubting us, who are fighting against us, who are not coming to the meeting of indigenous people of Biafra in Netherlands, in Amsterdam, that they should resist from calling, they are claiming that they are disciples of freedom of Biafra.
Please hold on. Our coordinator in Amsterdam, 1 second, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, please stay where you are. We have our coordinator in Amsterdam. I'm coming to you after him. Stay where you are on Skype.
Okay, my director. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Please continue. Our coordinator in Amsterdam, okay. Please continue.
Okay, so director, those people that are every day calling, it is good for them to listen and also to join us. Many of them here, they are opposing us. Some of them they have come to our meeting several times. After we are talking of how to support the progressive effort financially to make this our purpose, our aim to be achieved, they will be criticizing Nnamdi, saying that we are giving Nnamdi money to eat. They are the member of Bilier fighting against us inside our circle here. Even some of them have run away when we notice whom they are and where they come from.
not all we that pursue them out, but they are propagating their own campaign in their own way, using our umbrella to advance to their own success. British success, not the success of bringing freedom to the Biafra, but the success of looking mean, so duping, you know, taking something that is not belonging to them in the name of indigenous people of Biafra. So those people, I want you to shun them and caution their names and let them not to pollute the image of our evangelism in Amsterdam. Amsterdam is just like a Babylon. We have many people that any messenger or any evangelist that's sent to Amsterdam is like a tough job. But it is not, it will not be good that if he is trying to make a new kingdom established to the people, and there will be a sabotage on that. They will go in the street, tell the people to call, maybe send a message to Sister Carol to tell them that they are the member of the indigenous people of Biafra, because Carol is not here. And they will also use that influence, coming here to our meeting, listen to what we are doing, they are our goals. After that, they will go in the street, say, Nnamdi and their disciples, they are criminal, they are not going to bring Biafra. We the Bilier, our group, we know what he says, how we will take it go. In other words, they are polluting the people that we have converted to come to see the light of the deliverance of Kingdom of Biafra. So my direction, I want you to use this opportunity to send a message to all these purported candidates and all those people that are calling that they are member of the indigenous people of Biafra while they are not coming meeting. And even if they are coming, they will oppose the money we are contributing to send to our own central body for the support of what we are. So all these people should desist from any operation they are doing against us. Otherwise, whenever we come up with a strategy of fighting back, they will find themselves to be blamed. Director, this is one of the points I want you to know. And if it entails that you need their numbers, I will try to tell you, give you one of the numbers, either by mail, you or by any means you will trust me. Thank you, because I want us to be working while others will not be disturbing us. If they don't want to join the indigenous people of Biafra, they can go their way, do their own campaign, their own side, but not to be polluting the reality, the truth. They see the truth and they criticize it and also oppose it. That is what we don't want. Freedom of Biafra must come, and nobody, no pillar, no Iroko, no Goliath, no Pharaoh will ever disturb it in our way, whether internal or external, we will fight against him. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
I welcome you and encourage your efforts in bringing our actualization, our freedom, a reality. Amsterdam are prepared. There are very few people that are very formidable for the indigenous people of Biafra, for the actualization of Biafra. They are very little, but they are very strong. We are coming up to support you by any possible means to get this Biafra achieved. It will be our joy that we see Biafra in this our present few days or few years,
yes,
like the power of the Most Chukwu Abiyama. So another one, we also using this opportunity to inform all the new members in Amsterdam or in Netherlands in general who are willing to join this indigenous people of Biafra. Let them come up for this our rally, commemoration rally that we have scheduled, and we have achieved every necessary arrangement from the authority, from government, from police to make this rally a reality. Let them come, the address of where we are doing the rally, for any person, every member of Biafra that are living in Amsterdam, the address is Mejumplein, a tourist Mejumplein near an American embassy in Amsterdam. Everybody that comes to Holland knows this place. So let them come here exactly 12 o'clock at Biafran time on this 30th of May, Friday. Let everybody call with your family.
What time is it? Hang on. What time is it? What time?
Huh?
What time is it?
12 noon.
That will be too late. No, please change your time. Are you listening to me?
12 o'clock, exactly.
No.
Everybody will.
Are you listening to me at all? Are you listening? Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Change the time. Change the time to 11 o'clock.
Yeah, the 11 o'clock.
Yes, if you change it to 11, listen, please. 12 noon, okay, is when you start to observe 2 minutes silence, even if it's only two people there.
Exactly.
At exactly 12 noon, you must stop everything you're doing. You must assemble before 11:30. You must address the people. After that, you prepare yourself. At exactly 11:57, you will sing the Biafran National Anthem. You will finish singing the anthem. You will sing it for only 2 minutes. The 1 minute to, which is 11:59, you announce that we shall observe a 2 minute silence to remember those that fell, our brave Biafran soldiers that fell on the battlefield, protecting that which is very precious to us, our dignity. Do you understand? And then at 12 noon, you will proceed to have a 2 minute silence. I am coming to Amsterdam. Tell all those wretched cowards that I will be in Amsterdam. Tell them, please, to be brave enough to come to address me. They should be brave to come out when I come to Amsterdam. They should come to meet me. I prefer to deal with idiots face to face. Even in their wives' kitchens, I will go there to meet them. Tell them to come out. They are cowards. They cannot approach me. They are cowards.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, do we have any other call on the line? No, we don't. I think we do. We have somebody on Skype. We ask them to wait. And they are waiting. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director. I can hear you loud and clear.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My director, my name is Nnamdi Ejiogu. I am from Emekuku, you know, where not LGA, Biafra land. But I'm calling you right away from Mexico City, the PRO of Biafran people in Mexico.
In Mexico, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, my director. I greet you. I salute you, and I extend my greetings to our sister, our brothers in the studio there, and all the coordinators worldwide. I salute your able greetings. Director, I just want to hit a point about the news you just read out about the Hausa people, the Fulani people killing our people in our own farm. This news actually took me back to 11 years ago when I was still a 21 or 20 years old guy. We had a similar news of this nature. So in Emekuku then, I was the chairman of the youth then. We had the information immediately. We ran down to our farmland where we saw the Hausa people. Director, we gave them a hit and they believed. So, but this time around, I believe it is not by talking too much. I believe the work you are doing by coordinating all the Biafrans around the world is the number one thing, because we lack coordination. We lack the spirit of let us move ahead. We are lacking that spirit. Director, this is one thing I praise you for. And I know that with your help and all the help of the coordinators worldwide, that Biafra will definitely come. I believe so.
It will come.
And I give kudos to my wife too. She is a Biafran too. She helped me. She put effort to make sure that I move forward concerning the pursuit of Biafra. And she is here. She's a Mexican. She wants to say hello to Radio Biafra, my director.
Yes, please put her on the line. She's now one of us. Please.
Hello, director. My name is Maite. I'm from Mexico. I'm a Mexican woman. But I'm here to talk in because we are supporting too much to Biafran people in Mexico.
Yes.
We are talking with people and say to the people, please help us because Biafra need help about from us, from Mexican, from everybody around the world. So I want to say hello, but yes. I want to say too, in Mexico, we support too much Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. She's a lady that commands many languages. Spanish is one of them. She's also speaks, you know, it's only English and Igbo I can speak.
And I want to also pass the phone to my coordinator, Vincent Meke. He is also here with him. Let him say one or two things.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You've done very well. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. Good afternoon.
Yes, my dear brother.
I'm Meke Vincent, the coordinator of Biafrancia in Mexico.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank you and thank everyone there in the studio. Like Maebo Piaro has just said, we are here putting things together regarding the march on 30th May. Actually, we have concluded everything. We are just putting finishing touches, and by the special grace of God, everything will be successful that day. Before then, I will still call on air and brief our people here, because there are some of them who are still not willing to come out. But I think after our meeting today, we will take a decision on what will be done. So I thank you, and I thank everyone in the studio there. Do have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. And we thank our dear wife. She is a Mexican, but giving the husband every available support to pursue the liberation of his people, which incidentally now is also her people. We are a welcoming race. We welcome people from all parts of the world. We do not discriminate. We don't. Sometimes I wonder how this whole Osu thing came in the first place. We are peace-loving people. We love life. We love other people, and we let them be. That is where we are going back to. This is Radio Biafra. I understand that Uchenna Siebu, our representative for the whole of Europe, would like to get through. Please use Rapid Response 68. That is for our principal officers and them alone. You will come through to us there, and you shall put forward to the world exactly what you intend. We have a caller on the phone, if I'm not mistaken, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm a fellow Biafran around the studio. My name is Hilary Enyi. She came from Biafra land. I'm a resident here in Germany.
Yes. Good evening, sir. Go ahead, please. Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Director, I will say more grace to your able, and also more grace to our ables, because now I can understand why you are using harsh voice on us. Because when we went out for evangelism, I noticed that it is a war to get our people together. So, but I hope that God will give us the strength to continue. Now, I called because I made a payment since Friday for bronze, and I sent a message, and I called. I reached Shioma on phone, and I told them to acknowledge my payment, but opt-in, and they didn't do that.
They will do so tomorrow, because Friday was public holiday here. So the banks did not open for us to cross-check all those that have paid. But we are doing that first thing in the morning, and Vivian Oge is also here to help. So there will be a lot of admin and clerical work tomorrow. Everybody who paid, but sometimes some of you instruct your relative to do it, and they use their name to pay in. So that is the problem. That is why it is important that people get back to us to sometimes to confirm, because when you instruct your relative to pay in, it becomes very difficult for us to know who exactly is paying and who isn't. And we don't want somebody's hard work and glory to go to somebody else. So we shall do so tomorrow, and we shall come back to you.
Okay, but because Director, I kindly sent my name and the name of the person who made the payment in the suit to for me.
Yes, okay. Okay, you've done that already.
I made it clear over the message I sent to them.
Okay. Okay, no problem. We shall do so tomorrow, because the banks close here on Friday before what they call voter registration, but they'll be open tomorrow.
Good. And again, I would like to use this opportunity to tell our fellow Biafrans in Mannheim, in Germany,
that we will be going to Frankfurt for the demonstration on 30th of May. And we have to leave from Mannheim exactly 9 o'clock. So whoever wishes to follow us should be there by 9 o'clock. And they know the place and they know the numbers to call.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that, Madam.
So I'm saying, Meshuku Abiyama, grant you people the strength and energy to continue this battle, because our people, they are very, very difficult people. Thank you and God bless you people.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know where we have somebody. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. My name is Nelson Christopher Eaton. I am from Akwa Ibom State, one of the regions of Biafra.
Thank you very much.
I am the national coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra in Georgia.
In Georgia.
Please, my able director, please permit me to use my personal, my Ibibio language to send a greetings to my people all over the world.
You can do so. Go ahead.
They talk about me, come I Fremiedu said about Senama. American never said that meeting Fremiedu possible because I've been this hotline. The Mpobia from your own quarter, and I'm beginning at 30 because the House of Lani people and I can't win in 30. You don't want the method. That is why I make code of Freeman by I join. Yeah, I'm afraid join whenever you want to come on me so that they can recruit it because you don't want the menu that came in the talk for Kironian. My director, what I told my people all over the world is that they should come together in harmony so we can build a prosperous and united nation free from corruption and external strife, because our people are living in penury, our people are suffering, our people are living like slaves all over the world. I cannot imagine seeing many Akwa Ibomites abroad washing plates, scrubbing the floor to survive. This has come to a time, a moment of turning point, a moment of destiny. I have called upon my people because a time has come that we have to collect our oil blocks that have been controlled by the Hausa Fulani people, men that are not circumcised. My director, I am very angry this evening. What has been happening, especially in the Republic of Georgian branch, has not been pleasing me at all. Because sometimes you talk about, you tell your people to come out for the struggle of Biafra, and they turn back and they want to stab you. Sometimes they tell you, leave this your Biafran thing, because it will never work. Biafra, my coordinator and everybody that is in this struggle, I am personally announcing that from the Republic of Georgia, I will first of all start with the people we are going to kill. Because this movement is a freedom fighting movement. The people we will kill are the people that are internal enemies. Because before we fight our external enemies, we have to kill people in the inside. By the director, I don't believe that at this moment there are people that are still thinking of bringing us backward, because whoever is thinking of bringing us backward, we will eliminate him before we eliminate our enemies, because they are our first enemies. Now, the freedom of the indigenous people of Biafra, the freedom of our people is so paramount to us. It is because when you talk about the Biafran people, when you talk about the land of Biafra, you talk about the kingdom of God. My director, this evening I want to also announce all over the world that one of us, Mr. David Smith, has hereby been removed from as one of the executive members in Republic of Georgia. And from now henceforth, this is what will be happening in the Republic of Georgia. And as one of the directors in Georgia, as any time you miss meeting for 3 times consecutively, your position, you automatically know that is the same thing that will happen to you. So we have decided to act as freedom fighters. We are not going to compliment anything. We are not going to look at anybody's face. And I am calling on all our brothers from the Republic of Georgia and Eastern Europe as a whole and all over the world that we should join the people in London and the people in Biafra land we should stop this segregation thing, this segregation stuff that we say these people is an Igbo man. I am a Calabar person. We are not Calabar. We are the same because we are the lost tribes of the Igbos. We migrated from this, from the same. We migrated from the same Israel. So, my coordinator, I am very happy to speak with you once again because it has been very, very long. Yes, I hate calling and giving excuses and flimsy excuses. So I am today calling to make the whole world know that Georgia was once dead, but we have come back to life. That's thank amazing. You very much, my coordinator.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. I think, as the barrister will say, the fact there spoke for itself. He opened his mouth, it's from Akwa Ibom, and he said, we are all Igbo people. Of course we are. Because if you're from Akwa Ibom, that means you're Ibibio. If you're Ibibio, that means you're Igbo. If you're Igbo, that means that you are part of this very family. We are one people. You gave us a conquer fraternity. There, we dance. We got from Efik people that they gave to Arochukwu. That we dance. It's from there, you know. We are all one family. Don't let them divide us. Because if they divide you, they can then rule you. That is the easiest thing to do. That was why the British instituted the Minority Commission to tell us that we have differences. But they never told us that Hausa and Fulani are not the same. They never told us that Kanuri Nupe people are not the same. They never told us that Gwari people are not the same with Tiv people. No. But they came here because they saw oil. They said, yeah, you know, British, let's divide them. That's the best way. You go to Calabar, you tell somebody in Calabar, your problem is an Igbo man, you know. You go, you come here, you say to them, the person stopping you from getting Biafra is a Calabar man. Our people should reason. It's called divide and rule. Once they divide you, they rule you. Go and read Things Fall Apart. Once you put a knife at the things that held people together, that thing will crumble. It will crumble. When the center cannot hold anymore, everything falls apart. Try putting it together again. It's like Humpty Dumpty. I don't know those of you that went to kindergarten. I went to Otakara in those days. It's Humpty, that's a nursery about Humpty Dumpty that fell apart. Putting the head together became impossible to do. It's still stuck in my head, you see. Something I learned so many years ago. So many years ago. This is Radio Biafra. We march on. Our coordinator in Georgia has spoken. We are in freedom fighting, not village meeting. If you miss meeting three times, please resign yourself. Go and do something else. Because here we do not sleep. Here we do not determine when we attend meetings or not. It is compulsory. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ubenbeneka. I saw some galamala.
Sorry? My goodness me. Anyway, in my father's house there are many mansions, everything. I defend their right to say it. I defend their right to say it. I may not like what you're saying, but I defend your right to say it.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Delta State.
And what is your name?
I'm Joshua from Delta.
Joshua, what is your surname and which part of Anioma are you from?
Yeah, I'm Joshua Wokolo from Anioma State, here in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello?
The world can hear you. I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please. I just want to say that I started listening to this program last week. But I don't really know what this whole thing is up to because I don't want Biafra to come. But I just want you guys to throw more light on what's going to happen if I really want Biafra myself.
How many times have you listened to Radio Biafra? I suggest you go back to our podcast that we have on Radio Biafra website, www.
Yeah, I started following you guys from the Facebook. Then I decided to search for you people all over the place till I got your signal from the Dow Fastest satellite.
Okay, you have it. You have us on satellite, is that correct?
Yes, I've been receiving you on satellite last week, and I like everything, all the proceedings that has
and it's happening. I like the whole thing is moving. But I don't know if you guys are, because the whole thing in Nigeria right now is absolutely a mess. I want brothers, because this one language and this is going to help us if we come together as a nation, and it will remove all these insurgency that is happening all over the place.
Do you know, excuse me, do you know who Nzogwu is?
Chukwuemeka.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I know Nzogwu is from up here in Delta State.
Do you know why Hausa Fulani people killed Igbo people in 1966?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yes, I do.
Do you know why they killed us in large numbers in 1966?
I could recall, because they said we haven't enough ammunition to fight for ourselves.
No. Do you know that Nzogwu killed the Sultan of Sokoto, Sir Ahmadu Bello?
Yeah, I know that, yes.
Do you know that the Hausa people said that Nzogwu is an Igbo man? That is why they killed Igbo people. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Is Nzogwu an Igbo man?
Nzogwu?
Yes, is he an Igbo man?
Is an Igbo man now?
Thank you very much. Now, if he is an Igbo man, why is it that some people from Anioma say that they are not Igbo people? Why?
Some people from Anioma say that they are not Igbo people?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. Am I not an Igbo boy?
Maybe you are, because you're here. You are close to fresh water. You can go into the back garden and get fresh vegetable. Try eating food grown with fertilizer.
From you.
Sorry?
I'm not going to hear that from you.
No, in America, in the USA, they have a Facebook page. They have themselves on Yahoo, where you have people answering in Neka, saying that they are not Igbo, that they are from Delta. And I ask them, what is the meaning of Delta? Delta has no meaning. Delta means where a body of water runs into a bigger body. Where you have deposits.
It's just a human, we created the space. We're the humans that created the space. So we are, even in my birth certificate, we have Bengal people. It was written there in my birth certificate. I don't understand what you're saying.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. You have answered it very brilliantly well. What I have to say to you is that we are here to get Biafra by every means possible. We come in peace, but we are prepared for war. We will divide this very place. We will carve it up into pieces, and the name Nigeria will no longer exist.
Well, we are totally behind you, honestly.
Thank you very much.
We need Biafra now. We need it now. And anything you guys need, any ideas, we are totally behind you. Anytime you're ready to start up, just keep informing us. We will do something about it to the best of our capacity.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on the line, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Give the world your name and where you are calling from, because we are Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Madaka calling you from this group.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Director, I just called to tell you thank you. Thank you for everything you are doing for Biafrans. Thank you for everything you are doing for us. Nande, Chukwu Abiama, we bless you, bless your entire generation. This is my prayer. I always pray this prayer for you.
Thank you. When I tell
Biafrans that with the Messiah we have been waiting for has came, some people doubt. Now I see them coming out. I thank Chukwu Abiama for that. And I want to tell Biafrans that we have been staying here in the zoo since almost a year now, since this movement started. And we are here doing some groundworks. And I want to tell you, Director, that my quarter is tight. Now, everything is ready. I want to tell Biafran that we need their help. The help we need from Biafran is metal. We need metal. We need good iron, nice iron. Because, after 30th of May, after 30th of May, we will start our own movement. We can never rest. Every day I see the Alpha Fulanis breathing. I'm dying silently. Nandi, I want you to tell their friends, anybody that knows that they want to preach peace, that person shall remain where he is, where he resides. He should not come inside the zoo, because we are going to burn it down. If we don't clean up that place for our sufferings, I will never rest. They will pay for everything they did to us. They will pay for everything. Nothing will be missed. Anybody that speaks peace, fuck peace. We don't need, they can never speak peace. That will never be any peace between we and this motherfucker. They will pay for everything they did. Monday, after 30th of May, we start our march. I ask their friends, please. I plead of their friends, we need good iron. We need good metal. We need good one, because we are going to bury these people. We are going to finish all of them. We finish all of them from A to Z, no matter anywhere they run to, they must be perished. They will pay for everything they did to us. They will pay for it. They will pay for the blood of their friends. They work for nothing. They will pay for everything. All of them. All of them, both the motherfucking out, all the useless Jaffras serving this government.
I understand the way you feel, my dear brother. I understand the way you feel. We all feel the same way. I am in my father's land. This is where I was born. I am not going on exile. We meet our enemies, both those within and without. We come in peace, but we bring hell with us. Anything you want, we give you. We are in almost every country of the world, so there is nowhere you can run to. Wherever you run to, we'll find you anywhere. That is why we don't need weak men and women in this very struggle of ours. We need die-hard Biafrans. Die hard! This country will be taken with 100 men. 100 men and we take this place. 100 only we take here. You watch and see. We have our coordinators, I presume, from all over the whole of Europe, if I'm not mistaken. They are true to us. This is Radio Biafra. I expect you, Chenna Siebu, to come forward, please, to address the indigenous people of Biafra and her friends, to address every listening person around the world, please. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
I am Uchenna Siebu. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, I remain the loyal servant of people of Biafra. Director, thank you for what you are doing. And I also thank the people on ground. Somebody like Ike Chukwu Eniago, the man from Umulumbe in Ojebogene. And also thank Ebere Chukwu Anibogo, Adannem, why Biafra the Ejogo. Chukabosa, I thank you. I thank you. Okeke Ositademma from Ablikete. I thank you all the rest. Chioma Amaralis, I thank you so much. I must continue what you are doing. May Chukwu Abiyama be with you all.
You say,
fellow Biafrans all over the world, I thank you. This is the day. Director, I bring to you the loyal servants of Biafra all over Europe. They have come to pledge their loyalty towards the restoration of Biafra. And also assure the people of the world that we are ready and formidable. Before I continue, I will hand over to all the coordinators. They will talk to the world one after the other. We will start with our secretary, who is Chika Edoziem. Chika, you have to talk to indigenous people all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, my Biafran people. Good evening, Director Nnamdi Kanu. Good evening, our able Sister Berechukwu Anibuogo. Good evening to you, Ike Chukwu Enyago. Osita Okeke, Osita Dema Okeke. Good evening, all those who have given up everything to be in Biafra land. Those that I mentioned their names and those that I do not mention their names, those who are working behind the scenes, we are grateful, we appreciate all your works. We cannot thank you enough, and the time for thanking you people will come sooner. My name is Chika Edozien. I am from Ihoma in Olu Biafra land. And by the grace of Tuku Abiyama, in the service of Biafra as the national coordinator in Switzerland, I want to inform Biafrans that Switzerland, well, me personally, I restate and replenish my loyalty to the cause of Biafra, and we are working here in Switzerland to wake up those who have been in slumber for a very long time. We are 95% ready for the rally. 95%, I said, the 5% that is outstanding is because we haven't yet received the OMU, which we will need, which I hope has been sent to us from the directorate in United Kingdom. We will be expecting to get that probably tomorrow or next. And we just went to Geneva today. Our people, we went to visit the people who are in the Igbo Union, and we were well received, and our message as well was well received. So, and we went to see the United Nations place where we are supposed to rally, gather in Geneva, because in Switzerland we are going to rally in two cities, in Bern, which is the capital, and in Geneva before the United Nations. And we have all the legal requirements, every necessary legal permission to rally in Switzerland has been given to us. And Director, please permit me to use this opportunity to call upon Biafrans in Switzerland. I know many of us are listening. Those in Bern, those in Zurich, those in Geneva, in Olden, in Solothurn, Aarau, Basel, every one of you who is hearing my voice today, it is not enough for you to come to our meeting. We will know how serious you are when we see you on Friday, either in Geneva or in Bern. Most of us have received the t-shirts for the rally. Please, please, if you receive that t-shirt, it is not meant for you to keep it in your house or to use that as an evidence that you're one of the Biafrans. No, it is meant that you will use it to come to the rally for us to honor those who have given their life that we may still be alive today. Thank you very much. I wouldn't forget Barrister Emmanuel anyway, and the in-beef party devil lady Lola herself, Carol Monday. And we thank you all. We thank our able CPC and our rep, which are saying, May Tupu Abiyama continue to give each and every one of you the grace, the power, the wisdom, and our director, Tupu Abiyama, is with you, and he will lead you, he will guide you. Let his banner be over you, that you may lead us to our land of freedom. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Chika. Thank you, Chika. I will go on to bring director. I will bring to the world Tonso Ejirika, who happens to be our treasurer. Tonso, I have the light to talk to fellow Biafrans all over the world.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I greet you tonight. Director, thank you very much for the work, you know. As always, I always think of you there in Biafra land, but you never know that.
I know you.
And I salute people again that are there with you. Osto KK is a hitman, and Ike Chukwu Enyagwa as well. And our little sister there too, and Rita Nibog. And our all the coordinators all over the world. Director, we are marching forward here in Spain, and we will do it. After the 30th of May, and we are going to march again on the street, we will hold them tight till they give us Biafra. And if they fail to give us Biafra, Director, I tell you, I'm supposed to be there with you, but then I cannot, because you know why. I'm going to have a baby very soon, as soon as possible. Because this Biafra is making my head hot. Our people have lost it because of this Biafra. In Nigeria, if I tell you what we are passing through in Nigeria, Director, our people don't know. Nigeria have destroyed our way of life, and these people, they know it. When they came to our land, they know they can never penetrate us unless they change our way. And if they change our way, they will succeed, and then did it. And now our people don't even know that Biafra existed, and they don't even know that Nigeria is killing us, and they don't even know that our people are dying. How can you know that our people are dying when you are in Spain, when you are in United States, when you are in Germany, when you are in Australia? So without Biafra, we are nothing, and that's why we are here, and we must get Biafra. And if we fail to get Biafra next year, Director, Jonathan will not run for next president. Try, we see. Jonathan will not run, and Jonathan will succumb to Hausa Fulani, their useless tactics they are using now. Jonathan will not run, and if Jonathan slept aside, Hausa people will take over. And if Hausa people take over, their first place will be Biafra, to conquer Biafra. So, I thank you very much. You have to keep it up. We are with you. Even if some of our people are not doing well, it's because of some circumstances. But we know we are still going to reach there, and we'll make it. May God bless you all. Let me give a word for our people, because we are many tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Nonso Ejirika. Please, Aguji Egbe, who happens to be our PRO, you have the word to talk to. Aguji Egbe, please. Charles Mbejito, Aguji Egbe, are you there? Okay. Are you there, Aguji Egbe?
Yeah, Aguji Egbe. My fellow Biafrans. My name is Aguji Egbe, Charles Mbejito, from Ebu Wenemotoro Newi. I'm very happy to be on live today to tell the whole world that Russia is for the devil. Today we go all the churches in Russia here to announce our mission on Thursday. I'm here now, begging all the Biafrans and the flood of Biafrans in Russia to be out on 30th in the cabana. We are going to shake the world that day, and we are going to have another rally coming up next month in Russia. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aguji Egbe. Director.
Yes.
Let me bring to you and the whole world Michael Iranya, who happens to be the national coordinator of Italy. Michael Iranya, please.
Hey, good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Michael Iranya, the first servant of Biafra in Italy. I greet all of you. I cannot greet all the coordinators in Italy, starting from the north to east and west of the Italy. They are doing marvelously well. They are making Italy, Biafrans, very proud in Italy, yeah? They set the circumstances behind the country in which we are. I salute all of them. And I cannot fail again to salute our able director, Nande Kano, who is more than even, let me just put it, after Jesus Christ, Nande Kalu is the second. He has been doing very, very well. He's a fearless human being. And he's very, very formidable. He's a man to follow. The same thing to Ikechukwu Ago, Ebere Anebogo, which is Rita, and other people on ground, which I cannot mention their name due to time factor. And Eboda Barrister, Imam Mezu, Carol Monde, Italian people, beat all of you. Director, when you came to Italy, I told you that the difference in Italy are completely declared for Radio Biafra. The Biafra in Italy can never go back. We can never disappoint Biafrans. Notwithstanding that we are not calling every day, we are completely with you people. We cannot disappoint you people. Today, we had our meeting, and I cannot fail to mention the cities we are going to march for May 30th. The first place is Rome, that is the capital of Italy. All of them are prepared. The coordinator there, Anthony Mokunye. I am speaking with him always, and he always promised me that nothing mega, that Rome are very, very ready. They are going to march even before and after this, yeah, UN Secretariat. Then the second place is Sicily. The representative there, who is a very humble servant, the name like Ogogua Wixen, somebody like him is very, very obedient to the Biafra. I work with him. I don't have any regrets. Then the second, the third place here is Padova, which is the capital of Italy. We have prepared and we are set. Despite the condition they gave us that we will not march around the city, we have pleaded to them. We have told them everything about this, our movement. They said no, because the Nigerian people have spoiled this country, Padova, this city, Padova. They rotten the Padova with their stupid character, with their act of ignorance, with everything in them. Then they say no, that we should be ready anywhere we are going to do things. Then I accepted it because there's nothing I can do. Why I accepted it is because this is our first time of coming out, and I feel that as a difference and the difference we are, if we comport ourselves very, very well, the sky is our limit. Because we are in a civilized country where they watch you every blessed minute and every blessed hour. And whenever you call yourself a human being, they will treat you like a human being. And whenever you call yourself a foolish man, they will treat you like a foolish man, as they are treating the Nigerians like foolish people. And some of the Igbos who are born with Hausa blood. Director and the Biafrans all over the world, Italy is completely behind Biafra. No shame. We are going to do Biafra very, very much proud. And I'm sure, I am assuring the Biafrans all over the world, so long as I am concerned, Michael Iranya, I am an orphan. I joined this struggle for change. And being that change, I have submitted all my family here in Italy for the struggle. I can never deny anything that Biafra asked me to do. To call on the air every blessed day, I cherish to call, but due to the work on ground, Facebook, answering people, responding telephone every minute of the day. I cannot be able to call every blessed day. But I am asking the Biafrans all over the world, count Italy as one of the strong rules of Biafra. We will not disappoint you before. And we will do what we do, so long as
there is a noise coming from there. I expect it to be sorted out, please. There is a noise coming from there. We shall go back to them. They should stay where they are. No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are. After your call, we shall go back to all our coordinators in Europe who are addressing us this evening. Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening. Nnamdi Kano. My name is Ike Wanido.
Yes. My dear brother, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Catalonia, Spain.
From Catalonia. Are you part of our family in Catalonia, yes. Spain?
Yes.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
Nnamdi, yes. I want to commend you for all the efforts you've been making to actualize the state of Biafra. However, there are vital questions I want to answer you tonight.
Please go ahead.
And I believe most of the Biaframs that are skeptical about this Biafra movement has the same question. Before I proceed, my good friend Nandi, I am a hardcore Biafra. Now, I am going to ask you just three questions. I would like you to answer them accordingly. Nandi, what when I finish with my three questions, I will tell you I'm done and I will allow you to speak to answer me and to answer my friends around me here. Some of my foreign friends here, my classmates, my old classmates. Nandis, what are the steps and measure you will take to achieve Biafra? I know you have mentioned after the Remembrance Day, which is the recognition, please let me finish, which is the recognition state by being known around the world. I know you said we chase the sabotage and start fighting. How about the other steps, such as declining our independence? When and how do you and how do we intend to do that before we apply to UN to be recognized as a state? My second question, are you there?
I am listening attentively. Go ahead.
Okay. Are we still going to use the old map of the Biafra? If yes, are the agents of the old Biafrans willing and in support to join us? Are we aware that Biafra, I'm very aware that Biafra has a constitution, but is it still valid? I'm guessing if it is, there should be some work done to amend it and to make sure it's being put into place. And my final question is this. I understand that... Hello?
I'm listening. The world is listening attentively. We are following your question.
I've heard you say several times, you seem to mention we should achieve Biafra through violence. I understand that. I'm not naive. I understand that most people appreciate things that don't come to them too easily. Hello?
I'm the one waiting for you, and we are waiting.
Okay, thank you.
Mm.
Okay, let me repeat the question. Yes. You've mentioned several times we should achieve this thing by violence, right?
Yes.
I'm not naive. I understand most people don't achieve. I know where you're coming from. I understand most people don't appreciate what they have if it comes to them easily.
Yes.
I mean, being peaceful doesn't make someone a coward. If you're a peaceful person, it doesn't make you a coward.
What is your question, my brother? What's your question?
The people are sucking vampires. That idiot shouldn't make us great people of Biafrans to stoop so low to be like them, to start violent.
My brother.
Are we?
My brother, what is your question? Hello?
Hello?
What is the second question? I'm waiting for the question.
Can't you hear me?
I can hear you very well. You are giving me an explanation. You said you have two questions for me. I've taken down the first one. I can remind you what it is. The first one is, what are the steps and measures?
The second one is, what are we?
Yes. I'm waiting. Take your time. I'm here. Well, I'm not in a hurry. Take your time.
All right. Okay. I can hear myself. So sometimes I don't hear very, very clear. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
The second question is, are we still going to use the old Biafra map?
Yes.
And if yes.
That is the 1A.
Are the agents of those old Biaframs still willing to support us and to join us?
Yes, that is the 1A question. The second question is what I'm looking for. You have asked two questions here, or one and a half. I'm waiting for the second one. You talked about something, violence and peace. Center your question around this violence and peace so I can answer it once and for all. Hello?
Yeah, okay,
what is that question? The question about violence and peace. You wanted to say something about violence and peace. That getting it by peaceful means doesn't mean cowardice. I wanted to frame your question around that.
Yeah, the question here is, what are the measures we've taken to make sure we start this process in a peaceful way to start with? Because let's forget about the civil war. That is a different area. Now we're in a different era. Now, what are the steps? Because we have to do something first. We don't just have to come up on the street after Remembrance Day, which is very important, and then start fighting. We have to make measures. Then, after these measures has been carried out, and then they refuse, the Nigerians refuse to allow us to be a state of our own. That is when I believe violence should be applied. Because it is only when Nigerians accept us that I think the UN will accept us. The UN will only accept us if they discover or if they find out that
we are here listening to you. I'm still waiting for the question to finish, then I will answer you.
Okay. It is only when the UN discover that probably there's another genocide, like millions of people dying again, now they will step in and say, well, this thing is too much, let's do something about these people. But you and I know that these people, these Westerners are not even ready for that. The UN, I know, will only come up after probably 20 years, 30 years of maybe problem of civil war, before they will come up to begin to say, okay, we'll give you people state. And by then, millions of people have died. So what I'm trying to say is, let's don't make the same mistakes we are trying to make.
You now, have, my brother, yes, I'm answering you. I don't want you to conclude. You have asked a question, you're also concluding. I will answer your question because our coordinators are waiting for me. And thank you, my dear brother, for calling, and thank you for your questions. I will start from the first one you said. What are the steps and measures you will take to achieve Biafra? How about independence declaration? You do not declare independence without the statutory authority from the people that you are liberating. That is number one. So the time for declaration of independence, we would have secured our territory before we declare. I'm not a Wazuriki, I'm not a child. This is not a gimmick. Any day we declare independence, we hold this territory for life. No enemy can come in. That is number one. I'm going to answer the main question itself. Our steps are three. 30th of May, which is next week Friday, is the first step, which is very peaceful. We remember and honor our dead. The second phase is we remove all the saboteurs in our midst. They know themselves. We have written to them to tell them that we are coming. They cannot stay here with us. That is number two. Number three, we go and meet our enemies. How do we intend to do that? You said you must inform Nigeria. I agree. You must do something. I also agree. One thing is very, very certain. There will be no election next year. That's how we tell Nigeria we want to go. There will be no election next year. Here.
There won't be. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. That's number one. That is how we tell Nigeria we are serious to go. Number two, everybody, every Hausa Fulani person that kills a Biafran, we will revenge. That's number two. That's how we tell them we are serious to go. No Hausa Fulani person will drive their cattle, enter into a farm and kill somebody and go scot-free. If we receive the information, we'll chase them and kill them. Very, very simple. Without apology to anybody, you must be recording what I'm saying very, very clearly. So it sinks into the minds of the people that we have come in peace. They will bring hell with us as well. We're making very, very... I'm here in Enugu. I'm not going anywhere. Now, you talked about... I've dealt with the issue of the declaration. Only a fool declares independence who cannot hold that same territory. You don't hoist your flag and disgrace your flag. And the wretched, uncircumcised Hausa Fulani idiot will come and touch our flag, which is sacred. You don't disgrace your flag by hoisting it and talking rubbish about independence. Independence comes when we have secured our territory. Now, you talked about, are we still going to use the old map? I'm answering your questions one after the other. You can come back to it later on. Yes, we are using the old map and more. We want to live up to the full meaning and creed of Biafra. Anybody that wants to come in is free to come in. If Edo people vote in a referendum, they want to be Biafra, we allow them in. If Idoma people vote in a referendum, they want to join us, they are welcome. Egala, the same, based on one value system. Live and let live. Everybody must subscribe to that. We are Republicans, equal before Tukwabiam and before the law. If you accept these conditions, the same thing they do in America, which is why you take the oath of allegiance in America. If you accept our conditions, you can come and join us. Even if you're a Muslim, we don't care. Now, I continue to move forward to ask, to answer your question again. Are we going to achieve Biafra through violence? What measures have we taken to start peacefully? We are starting peacefully on Friday. We are not fighting anybody on Friday. We want to remember our dead. But if they come for us, we go after them. Very simple. Here in Enugu, you will hear about it. If they make the foolish mistake of coming after us, we go after them as well. Very, very simple. We come in peace on Friday. If they want pieces, we give it to them. Anything they want, we give them. On Friday, here, in this very land, anything they want, we give them. We are not fighting anybody. I'm in my father's land, trying to remember those that died. The same thing they do in Britain, in America, everywhere in the world. Nobody can stop me from remembering those that died, fighting for me. After all, we remember Jesus every Easter. Don't we? I am remembering my own Jesus. Those that fought and died for me. That is very, very simple. During Easter, they go and shoot people dead. That are remembering Jesus, the same thing shall happen here. Every 30th of May from now onwards until Jesus comes or whoever comes here, we shall remember them. 30th of May, every blessed year. If you come after us, then you must be a fool. Then we tell you how mad we are. We tell you how insane we are. That is your second question, as you say. You talked about what are we going to do and have outlined them. No election. Every death of an Igbo person, Biafran, will be avenged. If a Hausa person drives their cattle into any farm, kills anybody, we chase them and kill them. Very, very simple. Anyhow they want it, we give it to them. That is how we're going to get Biafran, my dear brother.
Can I speak, please?
Of course, you may.
True. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the explanation. The answers you gave, first of all, is not only for me. Believe me, there are so many people who have the same questions, who are skeptical, who are very learned, you know. Because of what Waziriki have done, they assume that these are the same people with no plans. Somebody just wake up one morning with passion and begin to say something. My final question is, how do you intend to make sure there is no election next year? Remember,
can't tell you. I cannot tell you. I promise you there will be no election here.
Okay.
How we are going to do that, I am not at liberty to tell you.
If it is confidential, I respect that.
It's confidential, yes.
Confidential,
it is.
If it is confidential, I respect that. Because my question is not to challenge you, please. Don't get me wrong.
No, no. Even if you are, it doesn't really matter. We expect it.
Because of people who have the same questions. It's to clear things. So that they also will understand, because I have these questions I do not want us to make another mistake because I have Biafra as a special interest at heart.
There will be no mistake. I have all never right. made one before, and Chukwu Abiyama is my guide. I cannot make one now. If Chukwu Abiyama, my brother, hold on a second. If Chukwu Abiyama intended for me to fail, if Chukwu Abiyama intended for us to fail, he would not have sent us, because I have done nothing wrong to my country. I have never betrayed my country before. I have never done anything but to serve this country. Go and ask them from Ujuku down. Go and ask those that know me. They will tell you I have always loved my country and will die for my country if need be, without one moment's hesitation. That is why I'm here. Most people cannot do what we do. Most people cannot be courageous enough to be brave before our enemies. We don't do it by our strength. We have no strength. We do it by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama. It is only to him that every honor and glory belong to. We cannot take that away. Thank you very much. Sit down, watch and see. We want to set a record that will be indelible for all time. That a group of people came, they said something, and they did it. That's how I want to remember it. He said something and he did it. That's all. No accolade. I'm not doing anything with it. That I came here, and that very mission that Chukwu Abiyama sent me to come to fulfill was fulfilled. That's where anything can happen. Thank you very much. We are returning to our coordinators in Europe. I believe that the sound or the noise is no longer there. If our overall representative, Uchenna Nasiebu, can hear me, he would please acknowledge.
Thank you, Director.
Please go ahead.
Okay, please, Michael Irania, please round up for us while we go to another coordinator, please. Just round up for us, please.
Okay. Okay. Good evening once again, dear fans all over the world. Like I said, Italy is as ready as anything to host the world to remember our heroes and heroines come 30th May. So I want to even tell the Biafrans all over the world that the meeting we had today in Padova, the turnout was very, very encourageable. People came out very, very well, unlike before, in which the gospel of Nnamdi is spreading all over the world. We are ready, and I said it, we cannot disappoint the world. Then I want to also even greet my coordinator, somebody like Lago Introviso, our dear brother, Mr. Soloka, the Vicenza coordinator. All of them are doing very, very well. Oliver. All of them are doing marvelously very, very well. Please, I ask every coordinator and every representative and every ERO to work very, very hard so as Italy will be number one, even more than Malaysia, so that director will be even prisoners more than Malaysia. And I want to remember now that right now, every coordinator, please, I need your presence. We are now, we have an agreement of 23rd of every month that we're supposed to do our assignment to International Biafra. But right now, some few coordinators have responded to us here. Please, every coordinator that know that he has never fulfill his assignment, please. I am doing very well, and I talk to you too. From now till this week runs down, to see us through so that we see the international IPOB through as well. Thank you, Director. Thank you, all the Biafrans all over the world. People are thinking that this Biafra now is Biafra of Wazirike. I told them no. The Biafrans are looking for their freedom now.
It's not one person. As you hear from Nande Carlo, he has gathered us all over the world. He has called us all over the world, and we have answered. Many of us are very much angry. Many of us have lost our wives. Many of us have lost our mother due to distance. Many of us have lost sisters due to distance. And now, all of us are very much angry. Moreover, my very self, Michael Iranian from E2SGNIT NBC, I am very much angry to the extent of, if anybody stand on my way, as I raise my flag inside my motto, anywhere I am, any person who touch that flag and mess up, I will start with that person. Please, stay clear if you are not with us. Please, stay clear if you are not with us. I don't have any other thing to say. All hail Biafra. We must thank you, our European representative. Thank you, all Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael Iranian. But please, before I proceed to the next, please, all the coordinators, you are highly advised to mute your mic, please. If you are asked to speak, then you're mute. So that we all have this message again, please. All the coordinators, mute your mic. If you are called upon to speak, then you're mute. Thank you. Before I proceed, I will bring on to you, director, our spiritual director, the person of Evangelist Lotachukwu, please, and be brief, please.
Thank you.
Lotachukwu Okore, the national coordinator of Biafrans in Norway. Good evening to my fellow Biafrans all over the world. Greetings from Norway. My director, I want to start by saying that I pray for you and all the executive members for God's protection on daily basis. I want to start by blessing the name of the Lord for allowing us to see this great day. Please, my director, permit me. I want to use this opportunity to sing unto the Lord for his faithfulness towards us in this moment.
Go ahead.
This great God that pilots the affairs of this movement, he cannot lie. He has never lied. So he cannot see us and start. So the song I want to sing unto him says he cannot lie to us. He is God that can't lie. So as you listen, I believe that the Lord will speak to you through this song right now in the name of Jesus. He cannot lie to me. He cannot lie. Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah cannot lie to me. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. Lion of Judah, Lion of Biafra cannot lie to me. He cannot lie, he cannot lie. He never lie, he cannot lie. Lion of Biafra, Lion of Biafra cannot lie to me. The Bible says something in the book of Psalm 105, verse 15. The Lord says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. I want to say it here that Biafrans are the anointed of the Lord. The Lord is our God. And those that was used to kill us, the Lord is dealing with them now mercilessly. Everyone that has ever touched the Biafrans, the Lord says that he will pay them mightily, which every one of us has started now to see the great hand of the Lord paying them in their own coin. for touching the anointed of the Lord. My director, without taking much of our time, I want to say that my eyes have seen the goodness of this God that I'm talking about. He that leads, he that pilots the affairs of this particular movement. We call him in our language Chukwu Abiama. But I choose always to call him Jehovah. I call him the Lord Jesus. I have seen his goodness upon my life and upon the Biafrans here. My director, I am talking about a coordination area here, about what God has done and what he is doing here. Truly, he is a faithful God. Biafran call is a spiritual call. This is one thing I want every one of us to understand. We should not see it as just a thing that you wake up in the morning and jump into. It's a moving train. Without us looking unto the Lord and being spiritual, trusting him as our guide and as our true God, we will hit a stone on the way. Biafran call is a spiritual call. Before I began to coordinate Norway, I dedicated 3 days to pray, seeking the direction and approval of the Lord to truly know his will. In the third night, the Lord spoke to me what I should do and immediately instructed me to mobilize his people in Norway because he, whose name is Chukwu Abiama, he, whose name is Jehovah, has come to liberate Biafran out of Nigeria. I am talking by vision. The Lord spoke to me that in vision, but I can't go there now. The Lord provided on the line immediately to prove to me that he is the one who is sending me to carry out that duty. The Lord provided to me a Norwegian woman that love Biafrans even more than we Biafrans love ourselves from nowhere. Because I had just a discussion with her about our pride, about what we are passing through, she immediately fell in love to assist Biafran liberation. I am talking in a person of Elsa Hogustad, a true Norwegian, who has been paying for my transportation to every city of Norway. And also, she has been supporting us financially. I always call her Karomonde of Norway, though she is silent. Because there was a day she picked up call to call you, director. You pick up call, you sounded so hard in her ear. So she became so frightening. And never call again. So, I always call her Karomonde of Norway. And I pray that God will richly bless her. My people, I have no doubt in my spirit. God is with us. That which he say he will do, he will do it. He has never failed. We are marching on. We are marching on. And the gate of hell, which is Nigeria, can never prevail against us. I want to say about our meeting yesterday in Oslo, the outcome was very, very mighty. The outcome of the meeting of yesterday was very, very mighty. Because the hand of the Lord is with us. Everything around us here has turned to the glory of the Lord. Now, the Biafrans in Norway is asking the whole world this question. They are asking, who can stop Biafra from becoming a reality soon? The answer is nobody. Norway is ready to march on in two cities. One city is Bergen, and the other one is Oslo. So I am speaking right now to everyone listening to me from Norway. Know that our marks on places are two places, Bergen and Oslo. So if you are not in Bergen, you prepare yourself to come down to Oslo. I live 9 hours away from Oslo, But I will leave my city on Thursday to be in Oslo with my team. God bless Biafrans in Norway, and God bless Biafran family at large. My director, thanks, and God will guard and protect you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen, amen and amen. Thank you very much, and also for your song. Please continue, Chenna Siebu. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Asiebu, can you hear me? No. No, we have lost them. We know they're going to come back to us. And I've enjoyed it. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, Honorable Director Namdi. This is Uche Energy from Atlanta, Georgia, and the coordinator for... the reason why I'm calling before I go is to announce our rally. The venue for our rally that is going to be upcoming Friday is going to be on number 75 Spring Street, Atlanta. That is the federal building. And from there, we'll march to Ebenezer Baptist Church, Martin Luther King Center. And we have contacted the news media, Fox and CNN, and for Metro Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States.
Thank you.
My heart is off already for all of you that are there in the studio, and all our gallant Biafran coordinators and the FM here in Atlanta. Our rally materials are ready, our t-shirts are ready, and our time, our meeting time on that day will be at 11 o'clock in the morning. All are called to come on time. We are not dealing with African time. This is a, but according to the instruction, everything will go by the time as instructed by Radio Biafra. And then we already got now, of course, it's our right anyway. Have a peaceful gathering and then rally. We already got, for formality's sake, we got our approval from mayor office and then also the federal building. And we also, for those in Atlanta here that are still skeptical, I don't know why educated men, lawyers, so-called lawyers, doctors, professionals, engineers, whatever, they know they are American citizens. They know what their right is, why they are still afraid or reluctant in joining this heroic and moral, but a just cause. No, they don't care anymore. I know they have lost their souls here in the United States, but again, it's, the march is on. We are calling on them to join this heroic event. We're also calling our vets that are met carnage by Nigerian and British and men, Western, the so-called economic and of the world orchestrated this program. We are calling all of you to come and join us that day. So remember, as Americans are also doing the same on Monday, of next week is an American Memorial Day for their fallen heroes. So I can't even understand why our people are taking off holiday for this. America, of course, what they're doing, I'm in support, but we have to also support our people so that we do the same thing that Americans are doing. You know, memorial service is not a crime. We just a way to appreciate our fallen heroes. So we are still collecting names of our fallen heroes. And if you have a question, my number on the air is 678 area code 701. 678-779-2701. The call time, 678-779-2701. My name is Uche Naji. I am expecting your calls. To all their friends and friends and brothers of freedom around the world, by Steman Mezu, Sister Bear, Chairman Morales,
Ikenyago, Uchema and Emsek, and all our brothers and sisters, including my national coordinator, Dr. Clifford Iruanya, Reggie Wanono, and all our brothers. And also, I want also to use this opportunity to ask all fellow dear friends, please, to pray for Dr. and Professor Innocent Odenigbo for his speedy recovery. We know how invaluable Professor Odenigbo is to this struggle. So everybody, as we are also praying this night, and Father, please, we should pray for his speedy recovery. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. It seems we have lost signal output. Signal output has been compromised, it's been lost. We don't know what went wrong, but we are struggling to reconnect, and we can't reconnect at the moment. This is Radio Biafra, and we hasten to use this opportunity to bring into conclusion today's program. What you heard is not the entirety of the leadership in Europe. Maybe our enemies have come. These people, they won't let us rest. They're attacking our system again. And because of that, we are struggling to try to reconnect. Establishing connection is proving very difficult. But as they don't go to sleep, we don't sleep either. We shall work upon it and then come back to you tomorrow. Europe is quite big. We have many, many coordinators. What you've just heard is about not even up to one quarter of what we have in Europe. We must continue tomorrow or some other time. But please, wherever you are, that this is Radio Biafra. We've come to you today from our capital here in Enugu. Therefore, this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. On this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from your own very capital, Enugu City, here in Biafra land.